Good evening, my friends, and welcome to the Brown Lodge, exclusively on RadioBBQ.net. My name is Chris, and that's about all you're going to get right now. Our boy Runner's on the way home from work. He should be here, I'd say maybe about a half hour or so. 100K, God only knows what time he's getting home. I'm in Runner's hot seat tonight, so I apologize if the volume's a little loud, if things are a little hot, things are a little crazy. You know, what are you going to do? It takes a little bit of getting used to, a little bit of magic. You can check out the Brown Lodge every Monday and Wednesday night here on RadioBBQ.net, 8 to 10 p.m., if you didn't know. You can check us out on the AOL Instant Messenger tonight at Rundog73. You can also check out the cam portal. You can check out a lot of magical things. Well, look at this. All sorts of craziness. I don't even understand what he has going on with this music over here half the time. Wait, what's that noise? Oh my God, it's Jack Swade! For those of you that didn't know, Jack Swade always comes to the ring to AC/DC's Back in Black. Without further ado, a role play via circa 1999. Camera fades in and we see two men standing next to a large in-ground pool filled with greenish-white water. As the camera comes closer to the men, we recognize the one on the right is Jack Swade. The man Swade is talking to is wearing a t-shirt that says J&G Pools. Swade acknowledges the camera's presence with a nod, holds one finger up as if to say 1 minute, and continues speaking to the pool man. It was something like 2 months ago. I shocked it and the color started getting better, but then I never touched it again. I was focused on getting back in shape, not working on the pool. After you straighten it out, I want you to get your guys doing weekly maintenance like they used to. The hiatus is over. The Legend Slayer is back, and I need this place to be fit for a king again, Jimmy. Jimmy responds, "No problem, Jack. She'll be good to go by Saturday, and I'll come by on Wednesdays myself to do the maintenance." "I appreciate it, Jimmy. You're a good guy." Swade gestures with his thumb toward the camera while continuing to speak to Jimmy. "I've got some things to take care of. I'll leave the back door open for you. Help yourself to whatever. I'll be in the office if you need me." This is horrible that I'm trying to read this. Swade turns to the camera and gestures for it to follow. They enter the house via a back door and head up a flight of stairs into the kitchen. Swade opens the refrigerator and grabs a can of seltzer. He turns to the camera. "Can I get you something?" The camera shakes as if to say no. Swade shuts the refrigerator door and heads down the hallway. He stops at the last door on the left and pulls a key from his pocket, unlocks the door, and steps inside. The camera follows him into the room and we see Swade sit in a leather chair behind a mahogany desk in the center of an ornately decorated room. He holds his hand out and speaks to the camera. "Please sit." The cameraman sits down. Swade sighs and is about to speak when the phone rings. He holds one finger up to the camera once more and answers it. "Hello? Hey, Brian, thanks for getting back to me so quickly." "Yeah, I know it's been a long time. How you been?" "That's great." "Yeah, it's true. The vacation's over, which brings me to the point of my call." "Oh, you know we're ready. So we're going to have a similar arrangement." "Page. I look forward to seeing you, brother. Thanks again." "I got to be honest with you. I'm busy preparing for my return. I hadn't seen much out there in the CAWA worth commenting on. I was just planning on working on getting things straight here at home until the 28th. That's when I heard THC's comments. I got to tell you, Chatham, I'm pretty damn impressed about how you've grown, young man. Seems like only yesterday you were stinking up the DOA Pro with your interviews, but look at you now. You've developed into a real somebody. You deserve PWI's Most Improved Wrestler of the Year award." All right, honestly, I can't do this anymore. This is horrendous. But yeah, this is the nonsense that I used to do. This is what role-playing was. This is Jack Swade, and that's Jack Swade signing off. This is Chris back now on the Brown Lodge, exclusively on RadioBBQ.net. You can check us out on the AOL Instant Messenger at Rundog73. Later on, you can check us out at the Brown Lodge once Rundog gets here. You should check out the chat room, RadioBBQ chat. You can Skype us up at RUNNDOGG. And you can, what else can you do? You can call us up on the hotline, 718-360-1413. 718-360-1413. Yeah, it's a magical wonderland trying to figure out what it is to be a man. And knowing that you've spent a lot of time in your life writing fake stories, making believe you were a pro wrestler. Wait, I'm looking in the chat room, Canadian Metal, asking if it's gay or is it just him. Yeah, dude, it's 100% gay. What am I going to tell you? This is what I did. I told you I'd read a role play. I got like halfway through it. I did the best I could. Hey, man, this is what it was to be a championship e-wrestler. It was a writing competition. It was like a composition competition for people, which makes it the worst thing in the entire world for an adult male to be doing. But hey, I was doing and I was having a good time. Such is life. The Brown Lodge is brought to you tonight by me being confused about how Runner runs his computer setup, and somehow things are happening. You know. Anyway, so I don't know if you guys caught any of the news, read anything in the paper. Our friend Madonna, Christopher Reeving it up, deciding to ride a horse and break her ribs, break her, what else did she break? She broke a collarbone, broke her hand. What is wrong exactly with people that have so much money that they got nothing to possibly worry about that they decide the proper thing to do is to start doing things that they can kill themselves with? Call me crazy, but somehow if I've got more money than God and I got nothing better to do with my time, I don't think I'm going to decide to get on a, I don't know, how much does a horse weigh? 3 tons? 2 tons? A ton? I don't know, a lot of weight? I'll say 2 tons. We'll say 2 tons for sake of argument. A 2-ton animal and decide to start riding around like you're a maniac. I don't even understand it. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but what the hell do I know? Sorry, just checking instant messages at the same time. Yeah, it is an awkward and unusual thing. For everything that I read in the paper said that if the New York Post, the fine paper that it is, as most of my material comes from, if she didn't throw her hand up, she probably would have broke her neck and she probably would have had a similar fate as Christopher Reeve. I think that's obviously drawn a little bit too much of a conclusion on the part of the Post, but hey. It is pretty maddening to think that this is entertainment. Hey, you know, I've got more money than God. Maybe I should start, I don't know, laying on beds of nails or deciding to, I don't know, swallow swords or something. Like, couldn't you do something like paint? Or like, I don't know, maybe buy cars, you know, do something that you're not going to risk your life and limb with on a regular basis. It seems like a crazy hobby to have. But, you know, thank God. Thank God she put her hand down. Thank God we only got a broken collarbone, ribs, and hand. Thank God we didn't lose the material, girl. That's all I have to say about that. I hate Runner's House because I don't know where his pens are. So when I go to cross off my list here the way I usually like to, I can't do it tonight and it's killing me. Also in the paper today, I found a very interesting story. Seems that there's some photographs that are attempting to be sold around. I'm just looking at the chat room here talking about how they thought I was reading from the Penthouse Forum. I might as well have been. That's what role-playing is. What are you going to do? There's some photographs that are being shopped around to a lot of tabloids, your Inquirers, your Stars. I'm trying to think what some of the other ones are. The World Weekly News, although I doubt they sell it to that one, because World Weekly News just takes a picture of an alien and prints it up and says, you know, baby something born. But there's these photographs going around of poor little Jude Law. Apparently he was changing his bathing suit on the beach. And his little wee-wee got exposed, and there are pictures of his little wee-wee, which is apparently really little. It's not just me joking around, not me just saying something dumb. That's the crux of the story, and the big thing is like, wow, Jude Law, you got a little weesh. You got a little pishkadeel. You don't quite have any sort of package to be... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm busy reading things in the room about a story about a man named Jeb. What the hell was I just saying? I get distracted all the time here. That Jude Law apparently has a small little penis, and there are pictures of it for sale. call me crazy. I'm not really all that interested. Don't get me wrong. He's a famous person, and, you know, we're all supposed to want to see famous people naked. Maybe it has something to do with the fact that I'm heterosexual, contrary to LARPing belief, contrary to e-fetting belief, contrary to a lot of things. I actually am a straight male that doesn't have an interest in Jude Law's penis. It seems a little odd to me, a little crazy to me, that there's such a clamor for this for Jude Law's peach. It seems it doesn't seem like a big deal to me, but what do I know? I have no idea. Thank you, God, I'm being saved at this point because
what about his peach?
Jude Law, you heard about Jude Law, right?
I know who he is. I know his baby had ecstasy once.
Yeah, his baby had ecstasy. In addition to that, Jude Law, who's not out of breath, relax a second, take a breath, feel good. Jude Law, there are pictures circulating of his little pee-pee. He was apparently changing into his bathing suit on some beach somewhere, and people got a picture of his little wee-wee. And, you know, I just found that to be a little bit interesting, a little bit something.
Why, is he upset about it, or?
There's been, I mean, everything I read didn't say anything about it. There's that his people aren't making any comments on it. People aren't making anything on it. Hey, wait, I'm not talking to the voice inside my head anymore, am I?
Yes.
Oh God, it's so loud.
You have to come back to your normal seat. I can't do this.
You want to switch places right now?
Yeah.
We'll ring the bell and switch places.
Okay, go.
Ding. This is me filling, by the way, for 100K to come around. 100K to come around.
You had that mic set up just for that? You had this one on just for that, so you could say that?
Yeah, I just put
it on
my
phone.
Perfect. Yeah, wow, I feel a lot better
Ace
being
timing.
In my seat. God love the penis clamor. But, yeah, so apparently Jude Law's a little peesh. Now do I sound better? Do I sound more like my usual volume? His little peeshka deal is out there, and people apparently don't care so much about it. Neither do I. Why have I been talking about it for 5 minutes? It's called filler, friends, filler. Here on the Brown Lodge, exclusively on RadioBBQ.net. You can check us out on the Instant Messenger now at the Brown Lodge. You should also check out the chat room, RadioBBQ Chat. You can also check out our website, thebrownlodge.com. Check out our parents' website, our parents. When did Dan give birth to us? RadioBBQ.net. In addition, you could... You can call us up on the hotline, 718-360-1413. What's that? 718-360-1413. And you could Skype us up at RUNNDOGG. Although, I don't think that came through on the microphone.
The microphone has to be on.
Yeah.
That was my mommy.
Oh, who called you on the phone? I was trying to cover, and people didn't even know you weren't on here.
They didn't know I have a mother.
No, they didn't know. They thought you were born of masculine things. Yes.
By the way, tomorrow's my dad's birthday.
Is it? Happy birthday there.
He doesn't listen, but...
Happy birthday, Tom. How you doing, Tom? My favorite name in the whole world, my favorite person in the whole world,
Why don't you make fun of my dad for his birthday? That's pretty cool of you.
Nice birthday, jerk. What's tomorrow's, August 17th?
That's today.
Today's the 17th?
Yep.
No, it's definitely not.
Think back 55 years. Was my dad alive yet?
No, he's alive tomorrow. Today, that's right. It's the 18th is tomorrow. You're absolutely right. Happy birthday to you, Tom. Happy birthday to you. Had I known it was your birthday, I'd have made a purchase for you this afternoon when I was...
He doesn't listen to the show. He doesn't even turn his computer on. He's aware that I have a radio show, but he's...
That's one step more than your mother knows, right?
No, she knows I have a show. She just can't listen to it because she has no computer. Oh, I took the computer when I moved out.
I'm sorry. I thought your mom didn't know that you had a show.
Oh, no, she hasn't known that I had a show.
Hey,
she'd listen to it.
When
I was on college radio, my mom listened religiously. I recently found all my cataloged college radio WSIA shows from about like 1994, 1995 up in the closet there.
What do you mean cataloged? Like on cassette? Reported?
Cataloged on cassette. She would write the date and have my have my shows recorded.
Could we really hear some of that?
No, probably not.
Dude.
Yeah, you can.
No, not me personally. I mean, could the Radio BBQ audience, maybe we talk to Dan about 1994 Keith getting a show.
Yeah, I know, I'm sure.
What would be wrong with that?
Probably nothing.
Sorry, 1994, 100K, I don't know who Keith is, getting a show. And
No, that was before I legally changed my name.
That would be, I think that'd be, I really would love to hear that. I only heard like maybe two or three of your shows.
You used to call me sometimes.
Yeah, but I wasn't actually listening.
Oh, thanks.
Kind of like
You want to hear something even better? My brother and his now wife, then girlfriend, used to drop me at CSI, the College of Staten Island, not the TV show, to do my radio show, and they would request a bunch of like lame songs for me to play. And then as soon as I got out of the car, they would turn on Big Joe on 107.1 Oldies Station. So I'd be playing like I don't know, whatever they asked me to play, and I'm trying to be hip college guy.
Fushnikins, a true Fushnik.
I don't think that was ever one of the songs they requested.
The
they probably weren't that lame, but it was just stuff I didn't want to play.
What? I am a true Fushnik. How's that lame?
Isn't that like Shaquille O'Neal's band?
Might as well be. I know. I don't think it is. No, the Fushnikins were. They were.
Yeah, wasn't he one of them? Or didn't he make an album with them?
I think they might have did backup on one of his songs, but I don't think they were really like. I don't know that he was or wasn't. You called me on the carpet. You called me on the carpet, and I don't know. I'm sorry.
Hi, Eric Ryan. Eric would know. He does a rap show.
He absolutely does.
I'm sure he plays a lot of Shaquille O'Neal on his show.
He plays a lot of Shaquille O'Neal and Fushnikins. The Rapty Rap Show here on WRMS.
That's from a De La Soul record, isn't it?
It most certainly is. I actually want to have I actually want to get some of the drops off of that as things to play for us on the show. You know, so speaking of things to play on the show, before I got here, I burnt a nice disc of break music because, you know, I
oh yeah, I'm gonna clear it all out.
Way to go, because I usually like to how do you say?
Where's Runner? Is he coming here tonight?
That's a good question. I think he's going to be here like 8:30, but I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure.
When was the last time you talked to him?
About 7 o'clock when I was just arriving at his house and I walked his dog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, I don't know. He said, oh, I'm dropping off the car now on 40th Street in Manhattan, which is like an hour away by car, and he's taking a bus that stops every 10 feet. So, who knows? Actually, he might even be taking the ferry. I have no idea.
Okay.
We'll see what happens. But, what was I just saying about the Fushnikins? There was something after the Fushnikins.
No, you were talking about the break music.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, so I burnt a nice disc to bring here today for the break because I've been known to complain about the quote-unquote dumb punk rock that we usually play for the break.
And I've been known to agree.
It's basically because I'm a jerk and I don't like to listen to music that I used to listen to 10, 20 years ago. It's just, you know, it's a personal thing. There's nothing wrong with that music, but it's just something that I don't like anymore. But yeah, so I brought some good music for the break, and apparently I recorded it on a disc that already had music on it that's probably about 10 years old. So there's a lot of that dumb punk rock all over this disc that I brought.
Oh, I thought it was stuff you actually recorded.
There's actually some of that on here too, but it's not going to be played because it's just not stuff that's very good. It's my old band. It's old hardcore crap.
See, rather than people hearing stuff that you think is good, I think they'd much rather hear just randomly like stuff that you don't think is good that you can be embarrassed of.
Well, it's not that I'd be embarrassed of it. It's just music that I don't particularly care for anymore. It's like, you know, it's that hardcore punk rock stuff, and it's with me playing on it.
Golden hair or...
No, I see, that stuff I love. I would do a whole show of just, like, you know, music that I've recorded and taken part in recording in my life. That's stuff. But, no, see, it's a shame because I had some Mogwai, I had the new Weezer, which I love, some gay song on the
do
new
you really?
Weezer. Well, you heard the new one, you don't
I
like it?
I just saw that Beverly Hills
Beverly
video.
Hills is the dumbest song on the entire album.
I think it's
album.
Like, I was really disappointed in them because I think they're way above that. Like, that's to me like some band that wants to be Weezer but also wants to have like a top 40 radio hit would have done the Beverly Hills song. Like,
I've got to be honest with you. That is the worst song on the album, though I can tolerate that song. But there's a song on that album that I'm actually putting on my wedding video.
I could see Sugar Ray doing that song.
You're absolutely right. That's exactly what that song is. It's the only song that's like that on the album. But one of the songs on the album is actually going on my wedding video. And that was actually the song that I was going
to
bring.
Somebody to share. Oh.
No, I'm not putting Depeche Mode Somebody on there anymore. Anymore. I considered it for like a second, if not for that stupid heartbeat. I actually shouldn't go put some Van Halen on instead.
I downloaded a Van Halen album, but I didn't listen to it.
Which one?
Van Halen 2.
That's probably a lot of people's favorite album. Not mine, but it's that's actually I think is Runner's favorite.
Dance the Night Away on that?
It absolutely is.
I actually like that song.
Van Halen 1 is my favorite. What's happening?
He must have a screensaver on because it just, well, the whole thing went purple.
Exploded. Okay. But yeah. I don't care about. I don't care about Depeche Mode anymore. I don't care about Van Halen anymore. Weezer, the song's called Best Friend, and it's the gayest, corniest, you know, you're my best friend and I love you song for my wife, and I was going to homo up the whole break time. But, well, you guys got away with it. Instead, you're going to get whatever Runner had on his computer that I picked out that I thought was okay. That I thought was okay. What a condescending prick I am sometimes, you know? Mm-hmm. What's that? 360-1413. But that's that. So I've already talked about Madonna. I wish I had a pen. I have no pen to cross things out, and I don't know where he keeps pens in this
Did
house.
Did you talk about the Park Hill Cafe? Not Park Hill, Staten Island.
Dude, you totally blew up my spot, because what I actually was going to say was, yeah, so I went out to lunch today. And actually, I went out to breakfast. I went. I ordered myself. I got two eggs, a side of bacon, and a side of sausage, and lumped it all together, the big, greasy, delicious breakfast. And I paid for it on my credit card, and the bill came back for me to sign it. And it said, you know, two eggs, whatever, and it said Fat Guinea on the bottom of it. I didn't quite understand that that was what.
See, this, my take on it?
What's that?
After we discussed it, was going to be that I now understood why there was a fat tub of lard that I never ordered on my menu receipt the other day.
The same exact concept. What we're talking about, if you don't know, is the Park Hill Waterfront Grill in South Jersey. Apparently, I didn't write their names down. Elliot something and his girlfriend.
My girlfriend might know. She's actually the one that pointed this out to me. I think it was Elliot Stein and
Casina. Casino.
Jennifer Cassassin.
I actually think it is something
like
that.
I think it is.
Cassassin. I don't think it's Jennifer, though, but whatever it is. But, yeah, apparently this this young, how do you say, Hebrew couple decided to get...
I think you could say Jewish.
Well, okay, we'll call them Jewish. But this young couple of Jewish people went to this restaurant where they got their sushi. I think they got California rolls. One of them got them with extra avocado, and the other one got it with double extra avocado. And it's all written out on their bill nice for them. And at the bottom of it, it says Jew couple. Jew couple. 2005, people think it's acceptable to say, you know, to write Jew couple on a thing. I don't know. I mean,
that's the thing.
Did they think it was acceptable because they didn't think that people were going to know?
See, this is they. I don't think they're supposed to. I don't think they're supposed to write that stuff. I think in certain businesses, there may be racial references made to certain type of people, and you know, so I think that may be like in their own little
two slices up for the wetbacks. You know? Like, is that what you're talking about? Like backroom stuff that's not supposed to get to the dining room.
A quesadilla for its parents.
Exactly.
Yeah, but, I don't think it's supposed to be printed on the receipt. I think that was an accident. But like, the thing that got me about the whole story is the people at the Parkfront Grill.
Their explanation?
Yeah, instead of just saying, like, something completely unbelievable, but just, like, trying to at least, I don't know, get themselves out of it, saying something like, you know, well, that's Jew stands for jewelry because, I don't know.
Well, no, they didn't even go that far. They just said
they said. They, oh, well, we use it to describe certain people.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they didn't say anything about jewelry.
Like, obviously you'd use it to describe certain people. That's what you're in trouble for.
Here's the thing, though. Jew...
There was another table of Jewish people.
That they showed the receipt to. I know.
So, like, what did their receipt say? The Post actually asked. According to the Post, they declined comment when asked what they would do if they were suddenly put in a situation where there was more than one Jewish-looking family eating there.
Here's the thing. It said Jew couple. Not as eloquently put by Canadian Mike in the chat room. Kike couple. You know? Jew couple. Jew... is, I want to say borderline, it's not, but it's almost borderline because Jew is really just a shortened version of Jewish.
It doesn't matter.
And is Jewish really offensive?
It could have said African-American couple on it if they were black, and there would have still been a problem about it. I think the problem is that they're...
generalizing race.
You're not supposed to be... describing sorting tables by race or religion or ethnicity. Pretty sure that's the way it works. Okay. Couldn't tell you really, but that, I think that that's the way I see the whole thing. And not for nothing, but Jew couple just
it does have a harsh sound to it, although it's not totally. It's not totally horrific, but it is pretty bad. Don't get me wrong. If I was the Jew couple, if I was one half of the Jew couple, I'd be pretty bummed about the whole situation.
Do we have we don't have their phone number, do we? I'd love to call and make a reservation.
Why don't you call? Why don't you look on Yahoo? Do a Yahoo search. Let's call.
What is the name of the place again?
It's called the Park Hill Waterfront Front Grill. Let's reserve a table for four kikes. No. You know what? The Jews have had enough. Why don't we reserve a table for four guineas for this Friday night? No, you know what? Let's take a page out of that punk rock book.
I have three guineas and a nigger. We're going to be celebrating a Mick's birthday, so make sure there's plenty of ribs and alcohol.
Yeah, you know, or maybe we...
And mob movies playing on the screen.
I was thinking maybe we take a page out of that punk rock book that I'm not too fond of and go the no effects route and say we need a table for white trash, two heebs, and a bean. And that's what we're bringing. We're coming with.
Well,
I distinctly heard you say "Jew me down" on the price. Sorry, making reference to Opie and Anthony's show, 5 years old. Yeah, could you maybe do like a Yahoo search on the Jersey Shore? I don't know where in Jersey it is exactly.
Well, this clown has Google as his homepage, so I'll have to do. I don't understand having Google instead of Yahoo.
What? I have Google.
Because Yahoo brings up just as good a search engine and some news for you. Do you know I find out 80% of my news from Yahoo?
I find 80% of my news out from the Post. The other 20% I find out from the fine print in the Post. That's the extent. Actually, no. The other 20% I get from ESPN. Yeah, we're trying. Yeah, everyone. I'm getting asked in the room, what city is the restaurant in?
New York City.
Allenhurst, New Jersey? It might be Allenhurst. I don't know if Allenhurst is south or not. I know it's in South Jersey.
Oh, this was in New Jersey?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got it then. Hold on. I just saw it, but I got rid of it because I thought it was in Manhattan.
No. Jersey Shore.
Oh, it was in Jersey. No wonder. You know, lucky they weren't strung up in the restaurant.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be in Manhattan. All the Jews own the restaurants in Manhattan.
Park Hills, 601 Main Street. It was Park Hill.
All right, we're getting it in the room. Why don't you give him a call up, 732-660-0040. I don't know if there's some sort of regulation that I wasn't supposed to read that number out loud, but whatever. It's the internet.
What's that?
732-660-0040. What are we going to ask them?
I guess I can't Skype them unless they're online right
now. Use the Vonage X phone. Okay. Let's try it. Let's give him a call.
Can you give me that number again?
732. 1-732-660.
I forgot this was America and I had to put a 1.
Not too skilled with the Vonage just yet. I actually think
it just keeps the whole thing keeps like graying out on me because of this computer.
Yeah, I don't think you need to. I think you could just dial it and then hit the send button after
you know,
the fact,
yeah,
like
that's,
a cell phone.
That's what I try to do, but then I didn't see what I was hitting because of a.
What's the other thing we could do? Who are we reserving the table for?
Yes, I need a table for Friday night. I'm going to be bringing two spics.
That's a little hacky. What's the number? 732?
660. 0040. Do you know what you're doing? You got it?
I know what I'm doing on my end.
Okay, well, you told me two spics were was a little too hacky.
Oh, I was just dialing the number. I was relying on you to be funnier.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Okay. What's stopping this from happening?
I have absolutely no idea.
Hello?
Apparently, it's not working.
Hello?
Are we connected? It says we're connected.
Oh no, this is
yo. Who's this that's on the line?
Is this the Park Hill Cafe?
You're breaking up all over the place.
Oh, it's Runner. What's going on, boy? Boy.
Yeah, hi.
What's going on?
I'm calling the Brown Lodge.
What's up, buddy?
I'm the Yeehaw guy.
No, this isn't the Yeehaw guy. I haven't heard from him yet. I'm surprised we haven't got him yet this week. No, we were just about to call the Park Hill Waterfront Grill to make reservations for two spics and a kike.
Oh, okay, great. Well, it sounds like it's going well.
Are you hungry for anything? Because I'll throw in a...
Orange chicken. Oh.
I'll throw in an orange chicken. No, I'll throw in a reservation for a wetback as well.
Hey, where are you?
I'm on the ferry. I took the express train to Brooklyn, unfortunately. So I had to...
Are you on... Did the ferry leave yet?
Turn around.
Did the ferry leave yet?
Yeah.
When?
5 minutes ago.
Oh.
So we'll see you about 9:30?
All right, so Runner will be back Monday.
Shut up, man.
What happened to...
All right, I'll see you in a little while, you faggot.
Hey, wait a minute. Oh, do we want to throw faggots into it?
We
need to make a reservation for two spicks and a faggot. And what's a good offensive... See, I don't like to make fun of the gays. I don't like to make fun of anybody, actually. I like to do a bland lifetime just talking about people. I'm trying to think, what race is it? What am I going on? All right. Oh, sorry, it's 732...
Half our listeners definitely called them a bunch of times.
732-660-0040.
We're calling.
Good evening, Park Hills Elise speaking. Can I help you?
Hi, yeah, I wanted to make a reservation for Friday night if I could.
Friday night? How many people?
I'm going to be bringing two spicks, one nigger, and a chink.
I guess Louise wasn't very much fun.
I guess they don't approve of that kind there. They're not going to have us come over. Well, that was my... that was the first and last time you will ever hear me use the N-word here on the Brown Lodge. But, yeah, the Brown Lodge exclusively on RadioBBQ.net. You can check us out on AOL Instant Messenger at the Brown Lodge. You can Skype us up at RUNNDOGG if it's working. Or you can call the hotline, 718-360-1413.
What kind of people?
That would be two kikes, and I don't remember what I even said. I was on autopilot there. 718-360-1413. Prank calling it just like the most mature people in the world. This is 15-year-old radio. But, yeah, craziness, a little bit of interesting stuff happening over there at the Park Hill Cafe.
At the very least.
Or Park Hill Grill.
We beat every other radio show that's going to do it, probably to much better.
Yeah, they'll actually do something a little funnier with it. Do you think so? You don't think the Zizou in the Morning already did something this morning with that when they opened up the Post?
Get the paper in the morning.
Zizou in the Morning. Yeah, she did sound hot. Eric's Archives is commenting in the chat room that things are working out good.
That poor girl has probably been getting calls like that all day long. Let's take a Brown Lodge field trip to... let's make it a Radio BBQ field trip to the Park Hill Cafe.
I think it's going to be a long trip because I think the majority of the Radio BBQ family is from Washington, D.C., if I'm not mistaken.
I think DJ Newstyle lives across the street, though. So.
Yeah, pretty much. He's so pissed off because he worked that night.
His sister Louise just answered the phone, and he's really mad.
Oh, man. Let's see. All right. So,
sorry. I stepped on your joke there, and it was pretty funny.
cross off my Park Hill waterfront. Okay. Cross off Madonna's broken hand. As long as we're talking about Jews.
Is Madonna angry about this, by the way?
What do you mean? Oh, because of the Kabbalah?
Yeah.
Madonna's busy worrying about being Christopher Reeve.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, she doesn't care about anything else right now other than the fact that, ooh, my material body's broken. But such like. But I talked about that in depth for like 3 seconds at the beginning of the show.
There's not much to talk about.
After I tried to run away from doing my role play, I got halfway through, not even halfway, maybe a quarter of the way through my role play while listening to AC/DC's Back in Black and just had to bail out. It was the worst thing in the world.
Now she's actually going to... I'm not even going to say it.
What? No, what?
Now she's actually going to ask Weird Al for permission to record like a surgeon.
But she doesn't need... She doesn't care anymore, does she? All she cares about is horses and them killing her.
I fell off my horse.
Oh, that's right. I forgot she was born in Leeds.
Guy, I've fallen off my horse.
As long as we're...
She went from being proper to being like from Cockney slums. I've fallen off my horse, Governor.
Call the Bobby. As long as we're talking about Jews, I don't want to go on a serious note, too serious of a note right off the
bat. See, you sound really vicious when you say that, and I know you're not, but I think it gives off the wrong impression.
What do you mean, Jews?
Yeah.
Those Jews.
I'm not prejudiced against anybody.
How do you feel? I don't, like I said, I don't want to get too serious. I don't want to get too crazy with the Politico talk. But in the chat room, cross off offensive talk and dropping the N-bomb. Yeah, I guess I should cross that off my list.
Oh, man, Eric definitely archived that, so we can't have it tonight.
Damn it. You know what? Before I replay it, I hope to God Dan didn't record it. I'm going to bleep out the N-word so no one hears it, because you used it too. So I'm going to bleep out both of us.
I was using it for the greater good.
As was I.
I was trying to stop racism.
You know what? So was I. Because we're making a parody of the racists in doing that. And we truly are. I know it sounds like
I watched the whole Good Times Marathon. Come on.
Dude, I love 227.
I grew up in the blackest neighborhood until I moved out for that reason.
I grew up about 6 or 7 blocks away from you, though we didn't know each other. And
no, I didn't move out for that reason. I moved out because the crime was too high.
We were still in the same neighborhood, though, really. Were you considered Canarsie? Not really, right?
No, East Flatbush. I think South Shore High School was the...
dividing line.
Pretty much the dividing line,
we
yeah.
basically lived in the same neighborhood. Mm-hmm. When I say 6 blocks, it was an exaggeration. It was more probably like 20 blocks away from each other, but still. But... all right, enough of us trying to cover up that, you know, no, we're not racist, we promise, we swear. We're really not, it's a parody and I shouldn't be explaining it. But as long as we're talking about those Jews, I don't want to get serious or too serious, but how do you feel about this whole thing of people being thrown out of their houses, being evicted from their homes in the Gaza Strip? Is there any financial restitution?
I don't know, is MoveOn.org going to stage a protest because of it? I highly doubt it.
Well, here's the thing. Are they getting... I don't know. Is there any sort of restitution, financial restitution, that these people are getting for giving up their homes?
I don't know. That's why I didn't bring it up tonight. Plus, it's just... I don't know why I bring up, like, politics. But I
just figured since we were talking about the Jews so much that we would mention it.
I don't know. It's their own country, like, throwing them out. That's the thing. So it's not...
You got to figure that they got to be doing something right by these people that they're asking to leave. Like, granted, don't get me wrong, throwing them out of their home isn't the best thing for them, I suppose.
But, like, is this going to do anything in the peace process? It's...
In all honesty...
I would hope it does, since
honesty,
they're doing it anyway, but,
you
know.
I would think it's going to do something, but it's not going to solve things, and then there'll be a new little postage stamp.
I mean, I'm not saying there shouldn't be a Palestinian state there. I'm not saying that, but, like, you know, come on. I don't know.
I mean, come on, man. Come on. Yeah, I always likened the whole thing to the Indians, as I like to call them, or the Native Americans and white man coming to take over the place, as we have here in the New World. It's the same concept. It's these Palestinians had a home, and all of a sudden we decided, no, you know what? Now this is Israel. Now these people have a place to live over here.
Oh yeah, no, I understand.
So I mean, I don't know.
It's kind of, but I mean, if you go that far back, we'll see, but then, like, you could,
Oh, wow, I'm getting the word from Chief Papa Bear in the chat room that they were offered $250,000, or more if they had a farm, or, you know, like, if they had a...
No, they were offered $250,000, that's my Jewish cousin, he was offering to come do stand-up at their house if they,
I just flew in from Palestine, and boy, are my arms tired.
That's from getting beat by Israeli cops.
Well, that's according to the BBC. You know, I'm sorry, I'm just reading things in the chat room here. All right, I'll stop with the political talk. That's, you know, other shows like to want to get all political, and we'll step away from that. We'll go back to being dumb. Any other restaurants that we can call and be racist to?
Right, no, see this. Initially, it was for the cause.
Be anti-racist, yes. By being racist. Right. Now I got it. All right, so let's cross off Jews out of.
Oh, see, they got pox-infested blankets too. I never heard that. $24 and some beads.
Just so you understand, if I was in a Jewish restaurant and someone saw my book, they would have seen me cross out Jews out of Gaza, and that's actually the literal words written in my little notebook. My little notebook that I write in while I drive around on the bus on the way to work, when thoughts come to me when I'm in customers' premises, actually doing work at the job that I don't have, you know, and I think about these things that I do, and I think about driving around on a bus, and I think about walking around on the streets, and I got really obsessed in this today. I got in this whole little odd little world, and I didn't know if I was going to bring it up or not, but apparently I started bringing it up, so I'm on the way. I'm kind of crazy about the little dichotomy, the little mini universes that we live in throughout a day. Bear with me. I know it sounds like pot talk, but it's just like a weird, odd thing. I'm on the bus every morning. I take the express bus to Manhattan. I live in Staten Island. It's about an hour ride, unless, of course, it was a day like today and it was an hour and 45 effing minute ride like it was.
Or if you're a runner and you take the train into Brooklyn instead of to the ferry.
God, then it's like a 7-year ride. But see, he's going from place to place to place. The 1 hour and 45 minutes was all on this one bus, and it was one little world where people lived. Now, I don't know if you know the way an express bus is set up, for those of you who don't know. It's two seats on either side of the bus. So it's four across with an aisle down the middle. And you get on the bus, and you know, everyone's a different person. Everyone's a different type of person. Someone sits up in the front. Someone sits in the back of the bus, Rosa Parks style. Oh, wait, no, she didn't notice it there. She had to sit up front. You know,
Hey, don't make no fuss. Everyone get to the back of the bus. That's the Outkast song called Rosa Parks.
You know, everyone sits where they sit. Certain people don't think twice about sitting down next to somebody,
even though there's a million open seats.
Okay, it's absolutely true, and I don't understand that.
I have serious express bus issues. I hate. First of all, I hate two people that are together but decide to sit.
Sit across from each other so they can have more room?
Yeah, so in other words, like, I have to go sit. They're together anyway, but I have to go now, and like they'll sit in the two last grouping of two seats. In other words, there's two empty seats here, two empty seats across from them. They can either sit together in one, and then I can sit in the other one and have nobody next to me, but instead they choose to sit on each side.
Yeah, across from each other and make other people sit next to them. By the way, I just want to interrupt for 1 second. Deja Entendu decided to point out in the room that I should, making a LARPer reference, cross off the list. Understand, that's permanently on the list and never gets crossed off. Just so we know where we're at. Back to the express bus dichotomy. I'm sorry. I am inverse racing on the bus guy. And in that, I mean, I always hope to be the last person that someone has to sit next to.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
I sit far enough in the back that most people don't want to sit next to me. I leave my bags in the other seat so no one wants to move it.
You know what I'll do, too? I will, the seat in front of me, if they're both empty, what I'll do is I'll drop the seat. Like, you know, you can sit back. I'll drop the seat in front of the one next to me, all the way back. So the person looks at that and says, well, if I sit here, I'm going to have this seat on my legs practically. So I don't think I'm going to sit in that one. You know, like it's a big trick.
That's a pretty nice technique.
A lot
technique.
Of people think I'm crazy.
That.
I'm glad you feel this way because I've passed up buses so I could sit next to somebody in the past. I can't get this beer open for you. I'm sorry.
It's all right. I'll figure it out. I started to think I was really crazy about this whole thing that I'm like, because it was yesterday. I actually had a long bus trip yesterday. I've had a really rough week with it, with traveling to work. And yesterday was a long trip, and I was the sole single-seated person on the bus. For those of you who don't go to thebrownlodge.com and check out the CAM portal, I'm probably not what you would consider the average corporate-looking guy that people would think, oh, he's wearing his suit and I'll sit next to. So I think I think somewhere in there my appearance has something to do with people not wanting to sit next to me. I'm a big fat guy with tattoos all over me that has a bunch of tool bags when I go to work, and I'm hoping that, you know, maybe, you know what, they don't want to sit next to that guy. And that's where I'm at every day. So yesterday, the entire bus filled up except for one seat, the one next to me. And it was just like, it's awesome. When it gets to the last stop, right before it goes over the bridge into Brooklyn, it's just like, yes, I finally won. As soon as your feet start to pull away, it's like, I won, I did it. I'm not going to have to deal with one of these monsters sitting next to me. And it got me thinking about the whole dichotomy of the bus. there's always the attractive girl that gets on the bus that wants people on the bus to notice, that makes a point to, you know, be extra sexy on the bus.
Yeah, of course.
Then there's the girl who insists on sitting up front and talking to the bus driver girl. Then there's the guy on the bus who has to talk loud on his cell phone.
How you doing?
Yeah. No, I'll be in like a half hour. Yeah, there's a lot of traffic over here, so I don't know.
Even though
we'll
he's standing waiting for the bus.
Yeah, obviously.
I love hearing people lie on the bus. See, the other thing that drives me insane is you'll be sleeping on the bus and like really quiet, and like so you don't know what's going on around you, and then all of a sudden you're woken up by,
how you doing?
Yeah, what's going on? Yeah, I'm on the bus. Yeah. I just got here. Like, just pointless.
I gotta be honest with you. If he was on the bus, in his house, in his office, if he's anywhere, he shouldn't be having that conversation.
It almost sounds like a show sometimes.
Yeah, it exactly is. Wait a minute. You know this as a personal pet peeve of mine. I hate the phone. I do not like having pointless conversations. I like my phone conversations to be, hey, what's up? There's got to be a point. There's got to be a plan. This is what we're doing, and that's it. Except, for some reason, when I'm talking to who my wife refers to as my boyfriend. My boyfriend is 100K, who I have a tendency to call and talk like a schoolgirl to all the time throughout the day. Say, yo, so what's up? Yeah. So what's going on?
Don't you want to hear me drive? No, all right, I gotta go to work, but don't you want to talk to me some more?
This is so, as much as I'm talking about, yo, dude, I hate the phone, I hate pointless conversations, I definitely do it with you all the time. Wait, isolate that, that sounds bad. But it just intrigued me, this whole odd world. And as I was in this whole odd world, there's always the lecherous guy who you always notice looking at the hot girls on the bus.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because I don't have a mirror in front of me. I never identify myself as that guy, and I always try and point out someone else as him, not me. Well, today, there was a girl who came and sat down next to me on the way home who was mildly attractive, not really attractive. She was a little beefy for a cruiserweight. She wasn't exactly what you'd call a looker, but she was an average-looking girl. But she seemed to be a little randy. For lack of a better term. She kept looking at me. She kept looking at other dudes all around the bus, and it was crazy. And in my crazy, you know, obsession with breaking down this world, when she got off the bus at her stop, she kept staring up and down the bus, looking at every window, hoping to catch one last glimpse of whatever guy she was longing for on the bus. I just thought that was the craziest, nuttiest thing in the world. I get off the bus. I walk to my car. I go home, or I just walk to my house and go home. This girl was like looking back at the bus and taking notes on all the dudes. Well, not quite taking notes like the maniac that I am on the bus, but looking back at every dude.
Maybe she was doing it for her radio show.
I would hope so. I hope that that's probably the case. Just so you know, she made a point to look back at me. That's right.
Yeah, my brother has, like, obsessive issues. I mean, like, issues like that with the, I mean, like, things happen to him on the bus like that. No, he actually hates, he hates...
The Jews? Oh, sorry.
He hates, why is Rumby telling me he's shopping for undergarments? I signed to the chat room and that's what I see. Yeah, he hates the dude that, like, that makes the girl, like, stop,
Oh, no, that's not Rumby. That's your girlfriend saying that I call you when you and her are out shopping for undergarments, which I've definitely done.
Oh, you see, this is the thing. I signed out as Rundog because I was on his computer, and I signed back in as me. So the first thing I saw was Rumby saying, yeah, Keith, I'm shopping for undergarments.
No,
Chris has issues because a few times this year during football Sunday.
Okay, literally once. Absolutely once. I called on football Sunday when I thought 100K was coming to my house to watch football, and it turns out that he was out bra shopping with his girlfriend at the time. Nothing wrong with it. Don't get me wrong. I got no problem with that. But because of that, any time that I look for him to hang out and he doesn't, I always say to him, oh, dude, what are you out shopping for bra straps? Is usually the excuse that I give. So when you signed into the room wondering why Rumby was talking about that, it was because your girl pointed out that I call you because you're my boyfriend while you're out buying undergarments. But we're taking a step back. That's because we're on the delay. They're listening to, like, a minute ago.
Well, it's also, like I said, because
Yeah, these things happen.
I signed in late.
Uh-huh.
I missed the whole show.
Thank you. Good night. What's happening? What were we just talking about?
Underground.
Oh, the bus. No, the bus. The dichotomy of the bus. It was just an odd thing. It was just a crazy little world. You were talking about your brother being obsessive about it, and then we got sidetracked with you.
Yeah, my brother has this obsession of like watching girls that he swears up and down are like intentionally showing off things and you know, leaning down and taking certain positions to be seen, and he has real issues with the guy that's not sneaky about it and like not just like playing along the game. The dude that comes on and like stares at her legs and ruins the whole
about
thing.
It. Yeah.
He's also insane though, so I don't know.
I got to be 100% honest with you. I don't think your brother's totally crazy. I do think do you want to change that to air conditioner because you're sweating like an animal right now? I do not think your brother is totally insane. I actually do think that there are some girls that do intentionally dress provocatively and intend to have people look at them and maybe are playing the game for the dichotomy of the bus world. Then there's also the people that play this game in the lunch where you go to lunch. Like there's I think there's a dichotomy in everything. There's a little breakdown, a little mini universe everywhere. And wherever you go to lunch and people play certain parts and intentionally play those parts. I'm generally the loud jerk that tries to make people laugh. Doesn't usually make people laugh. I'm the guy that most people think, God, what a jerk. You know, it's a part that I play. It's what I try and do. And I'm sure that there are the girls out there that, you know, that there's no reason, put it this way, for a girl to be wearing a shirt with the cleavage down to her belly button. Not that there's no reason, but if she's doing that, there's no way that she's not doing it for other people to look at her.
Well, this is the thing. I was talking about somebody I work with about this recently, and it's kind of related to that. Anyone, the only reason to care about, like, your weight, like, I want to lose weight because I want to, whatever, build my upper body. When you break it down, the only actual reason people care about that is because they want other people to look at them and want to have sex with them. I don't see, and I know people say, oh, well, I'll feel good about myself, and I'm sure maybe that's 1% of it, like, if you feel good about yourself.
Yes. And no. The fact of the matter is, I'm a fat guy, and I want to lose weight. For the rest of my life, I am only going to have sex with one person.
It's not about planning on having sex with them, though.
No. Listen, I'm only going to have sex with one person in my entire life. I only want to look appealing for sex to one person in my life. That one person does not care if I'm 300 pounds. That one person does not care if I'm 500, maybe 500 she'd have an issue with because I'd probably kill her. But she wouldn't care if I'm tremendous. The only reason for me to want to lose weight is because I want to look like a human being. I don't want to look like a fat guy. That's the only reason I ever wanted to lose weight ever in my life. So I have
of what other people perceive when they look at you, though.
No, because what I perceive when I look at me. I am the vainest human being in the world that I look at myself.
But isn't being vain all about what other people think, honestly? If you were never, if you were isolated and were never going to see anyone else in the world for the rest of your life, would you ever even consider losing weight?
You bring up an interesting point. But it's not that I'm doing it for other people. Maybe I'm doing it based on the perception
say, look at that person, holy crap, I'm going to lose some weight. But I think subconsciously, I think you'll realize that you may see like a really attractive girl in the street and you may say, oh man, and then like it's going to plant the seed in your mind that you want to lose weight now. That's just how I think it is. It's not necessarily true.
It's possible. I'm sorry. I wasn't chuckling at that. I'm chuckling at the little comments in the room by your girlfriend, like saying, ew, she'd hate you if you were 400 pounds.
She hates me now, and I'm 210 pounds.
Oh, no. I think she was talking about my wife, because that's the only person I'm
talking about. Oh. I thought you were saying she.
No. That's her words were, she'd hate you if you were 400 pounds, talking about my wife. I don't think she'd hate me. I think she might have a problem breathing, but I think she'd still love me. Our love is so strong that I want to dedicate Weezer's best friend to her. So obviously it's fantastic. I'm such a homo. I'm such a homo when declaring how straight I am with my wife. I don't know. It's just an odd thing. There's a crazy dichotomy. There is a crazy interaction with people wanting to look sexy for people and people wanting to look at people. I don't think your brother's so nuts for thinking that there's something wrong with a lecherous dude and stuff like that. That's fine. Nothing wrong with it. So now I'm going to cross off. Oh, you know what? I forgot to cross off swimsuit change. Jude Law's little dick, because that's what it says in my notepad here.
I'm sure that's going to cost him a lot of girls.
Last bus seat dichotomy of life. Cross that off the list.
Yeah, one of these newspapers had a big in fashion thing, and I don't remember which one it was.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Go with what you're going with, because there's something crazy, because I have no idea what it is that you're talking about, yet the word fashion is written on my page, because there's something I want to talk about. It's got nothing to do with the paper. This is just my own mind.
Ex-Nancy was reading me this morning.
Couldn't you just say someone you date? Do you want to give her address out while you're at it?
No, but I'll be providing DNA samples later and fingerprints.
Social Security number 5392. Oh, sorry. I'll stop there.
I don't know what paper it was in, but they were talking about what's in style now and what's not in style. Why don't you go there and I'll come back to it after she lets me know what newspaper it was in. Yeah, I kept... every time you really do stress the dyke part of dichotomy, by the way.
Do I? Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're talking about. It's just a dichotomy, you Jew. It's a dichotomy. Dichotomy?
Yeah, no, you're soft about it now.
I'm not trying to actually say it any differently, but I guess because it's been pointed out, it's a subconscious thing, which is weird. This whole fashion thing has to do with words and semantics and the way things are said.
Yeah, don't tell me you're anti-Semitic.
No, I'm not anti-Semitic. I just say Jew a lot. And dyke. I went shopping today at the end of my work day. On the way home, I jumped off the bus. Actually, I didn't jump off the bus. I got off the bus in a neighborhood. I don't know how many of you are familiar with New York City. Obviously, you know of it, but I don't know how familiar you are. But in the... sorry, I'm trying to get some gas out. Thank you. In the early 90s, late 80s, and to now, honestly, I don't know how long the store exists for. There was a store called 99X. 99X was a... I don't know if I would call it so much like a punk rock, but like a punk rock slash skinhead slash...
It was
almost like an English fashion.
Skinhead not meaning Nazi skinhead, but skinhead...
You know, skinhead, those...
non-Nazi skinhead, mod...
I got news for you that the Nazi skinheads went to 99X too, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they did.
Skinhead, period. You know, but don't think that the term skinhead doesn't necessarily mean Nazi.
But it was like a mod skinhead, rude boy type of store.
Punk rock as well,
I guess.
It was, whether you want to believe it or not, it was. It is, for that matter. Store.
I used to buy my braces there.
They still got them hanging on the wall. They still got them hanging on the wall there. I went to 99X today. For the past couple of days, I've been looking for shoes. For the past couple of days. For a while, I've been looking for shoes, but I haven't had money to buy shoes. I had some money to buy shoes for the past couple of days. And fashion-wise, I don't know what I really wanted in plain. I'm looking just for black shoes. And the only thing that I could think
Cadillac?
Think fashion-wise what I liked other than Doc Martens, which would be your skinhead, rude boy, punk rock, whatever shoes. The couple of places I went to go buy Doc Martens, that I attempted to buy Doc Martens, never had my size because I have enormous, enormous feet. I have a size 13 foot. And you know what big feet mean, ladies? Stretched out socks.
Did you read that in the paper today, too?
Waka waka.
Debunking that myth.
That was in the paper? No, I didn't read anything about that.
Well, go ahead. Finish, though.
But so I went to 99X, which, like I said, is like this legendary... whatever store here in Manhattan on 10th Street. It used to be on 5th Street, but now it's on 10th Street in like the Village. And I went and I went to go buy some shoes. What?
I was thinking there's two of them, but there's only one.
No, there's only one, 99X. Well, I went to the store, and it was just like a weird, odd thing to be back in this store for the first time since I was probably 19 years old. And let's just say that big, dumb, adult, corporate job, father, husband, Chris, bought himself a pair of Doc Marten shoes, bought himself a pair of Vans, and bought himself a nice Fred Perry shirt today.
Did you?
I 100% did.
I'd like a new Fred Perry shirt, I think. I don't have any more.
Like, I could go onto Amazon.com and get almost the same shirt without the Fred Perry logo on it for $15. Instead, at 99X, I spent $65 buying myself a nice blue shirt with the white piping Fred Perry shirt.
I fell asleep in there trying on shoes one day.
Sleep?
Yes.
Resting? took a little nap? Yeah, no, I got actually, I know it's good in an audio medium to play show and tell. I bought these Vans today. Just plain deck shoes, slip-ons.
Did they have hush puppies there?
What do you mean? The little corn fritters with the sauce on them?
Yes, from Arthur Treacher's, and they have no sauce on them.
Hush puppies, oh, don't they come with a dipping sauce?
Oh, I probably never even opened it. It's a condiment.
Oh, that's right. You don't like food. I forgot. I didn't notice.
They have nice hush puppies there, but they're expensive. They're expensive. That's the problem.
Dude, how about Doc Marten low top shoes?
Can you give us the whole bill? Are you against that or?
No, I'm not against that. Doc Marten low top shoes. Let's go step at a time. Doc Marten low top shoes. Simple, black, nothing special about them. Not wingtip, not anything like that. How much do you think they were?
You know what? I'm not going to venture a guess because I don't even...
When's the last time you bought a pair of Doc Martens?
1997, maybe.
Okay. And how much were they then, do you think?
I think like 65 or something.
$105 for a pair of black effing shoes.
That's lovely.
Didn't even think to look at the price. Just, you know, said, yeah, I'll take them because that's what I want. I knew it was
that,
a sure
that
one.
Credit card.
That exactly. That credit card. I'm going to be so pissed at the end of the month when the bill comes. I got my Doc Martens, $105, my Van deck shoes, slip-on, simple blue Vans, $39.
That's not bad, though, because they would be that anyway.
Now, if you go to the Van store, they're probably like $29, but still, not a major difference.
The Van store.
There's a Van store at the Jersey Gardens Mall.
I don't like that. I call those warped shoes.
I love warped shoes. and I got my Fred Perry. For $65.
Oh, see, that's not a bad price because those are coming from England. So
yeah. No, that's fine. Grand total for not planning to do anything to saying, oh, I'll stop and get a pair of shoes, walk out with sneakers, shoes, and a shirt. $220. Way to go, champ.
Very nice. Very nice.
I couldn't help myself. In addition, I found a lot of passes to a lot of clubs in the city that you used to go to, and I was going to bring a bunch of them to you here. I forgot them at my house. I'm going to give them to you next week. Actually, I'll just give them to you because I live a block away from you tomorrow or something. There doesn't have to be a big presentation ceremony at the show like, oh, here you go, dude. Here's that pass to that thing that no one will find funny but me and you. Waka waka.
Now I'm holding it.
Waka waka, which, by the way, I say waka waka.
What was it to?
What?
The passes.
Oh, it was for Tiswas. I say waka waka, by the way. The gentleman that I work with, Frank, who I referred to as a bastard on Monday's show because I owe him $5 because he knew that Rocky was an Oscar-winning film and I didn't, he pointed out to me today how gay it is that I use the words waka waka when I say a dumb joke on the show or when anyone says a dumb joke all the time. And I just want to point out to him he's wrong. Waka waka straight. Just a little nothing. I'm getting instant message. Yes, Dejan Tundu. Of course they have slip-on checkerboard Vans there. Absolutely. They actually had leather.
They have checkerboard. They definitely have checkerboard suits there.
Without question. But she was talking about Vans. They had the black and white checkerboard, red and white checkerboard, blue and white, green and white. They had all the checkerboards, and they had black and white leather Vans checkerboard there.
Did you buy a Specials album too?
Yes, I sure did. And I got my braces.
And a Madness pin.
I got news for you. The dude who I work with, the other guy that I work with, not the guy who's I called the bastard, his name's Juan. He got himself a nice, I guess you'd call it like a riding hat. You like the I don't know what those hats are called. It's not quite a derby, dude, because the derby's with the rim. Like the one of them hats.
The more you hold your hand up and pull the imaginary hat down over your head, it really doesn't help.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Johnny Skinhead hat.
Oh, a pork. Wait, okay.
Pork pie hat. Thank you.
A pork pie hat, like with the
ring. No, not a pork pie hat. It's like a
okay,
riding
the,
hat.
The newsboy hat. You mean?
Yes.
Okay, that brings me into what I was talking about. I can't find it in the newspaper.
Okay.
But apparently, there was a list of what's in style. All right, now let me give you a little background on myself. My name is 100K.
Yes, it is.
No, I used to really care about how I dressed. Let me just take a break from this. There's one I put in the refrigerator if you'd prefer that.
No, it's all right.
Okay. I used to really care about how I dressed. I was a lot thinner, so I used to wear nice clothes. I used to spend a lot of money. I would go out to like one of the said places he was discussing earlier, the passes. Tiz was is a place at
Soul Night.
Well, Tiz was isn't Soul Night, but there was Soul Night. Well, Shout is the
Shout.
Tiz was is Britpop.
Okay, I didn't know that. I've never been to one.
Which is at a place called Don Hills on Saturday nights in Manhattan. It used to be at Coney Island High. Legendary Coney Island High. But anyway, I digress. I would care about what I look like. I would care about how I dressed, right down to every fine little detail.
I'm sorry. I just noticed that you're wearing it into another shirt.
It's actually embroidered, too.
Continue. I just love that this is the conversation
this
we're
shirt
having.
Was $30 11 years ago.
Awesome. Keep going.
On Staten Island. Yeah, so I used to really care about all that stuff. But, like, I never really cared necessarily about whether things were in style or not. And it got me really angry today because there was a list in the Daily News. It was, like, this big emergency list what not to wear anymore. And I'm just thinking, like, if you actually open up the paper and say, oh, my God, I can't wear that anymore. And it actually mentioned the newsboy hats. I don't know if they were in or if they were out. But, like, slowly I've seen, like, I used to...
I hope for Juan's sake they were in because he bought himself one today.
But see, does Juan care? See, I used to be turned off by things being in, and I'm not trying to say, like, oh, I'm...
You're so counterculture.
Yeah, I'm Mr., you know. But that's it. The counterculture people are the ones that are setting the trends. They're the ones that are being trendy, you know?
Now. Oh, I guess by being counter, they are the ones setting
the
trends.
Yeah, you know,
it
annoyed me that, like, I would just have something, and I was talking to my lovely... not wife yet about that this morning about how it's actually a turn.
Was that an on-air proposal?
No.
Oh, okay.
But we openly have discussed how we all get married. There's nothing romantic left about it.
Yay!
Yeah, so I can't... sorry, I just saw Dan mention European Vacation, the new clothes on my shoulders, the song that they're playing while they're shopping. But, could you actually open up the Daily News and say, oh, wow, this is out. I can't wear that anymore. Oh, trucker hats were out. You know the hats with the net
with
in the
mesh
back, like
back.
Paris Hilton wears the Von Dutch hats. Like, those are out now, so you got to throw that away. You know?
I have a nice Abe Froman, Sausage King of Chicago trucker hat.
Yeah, it's just, I just hate that people would read the Daily News. I don't know. Like, who cares? If you like the way something looks, just wear it.
I would think that that's the case. It made me feel odd, though, being in this store today. Because it was such like a throwback and weird for me to be there. It's just like, I think I've only been at the new store. If I was there once, it's a lot. I honestly don't remember this store. I remember the old store more, not the one that's there now. It was like an odd thing, and I felt like, wow, I feel so odd that I'm buying all the fashion and like all these fashionable things. Not that Doc Martens are fashionable anymore or Vans are necessarily fashionable. Everybody in the world wears them now. But I felt so odd, like, wow, I'm buying a Fred Perry shirt for the first time. Literally, if not 10 years, at like 8 years ago was probably the last time I bought a Fred Perry shirt. And I kept pointing out you were talking about being...
Yeah, you know what? I should shut up, though, because honestly, when I would dress myself... I would either trying to be look like a Syd Barrett record or something, or like, you know, like the cover of the Specials, the thinnest tie, and you know, so like, and I liked the way those clothes look, but it was all about a trend. Even though it wasn't a giant trend, there was maybe, I don't know, there weren't that many people doing it.
It was a subculture.
I was sucked right in, so I should just shut my mouth, really, and let people dress how they want.
It's a fine, it's a trend of a subculture that you were involved with. All of it is. Anything is, everything in the world, this is totally going to bring me into another whole thing that I wanted to talk about. But
everything smells.
Wait a minute. It's so. I don't know. It
figuratively.
Figuratively or actually.
Nothing actually smells. I don't smell anything anyway.
Everything smells. Everything has a scent.
Like commits the act of like. Wow,
no,
I'm a chair. I smell.
No, not no. Everything doesn't transitive verb smell. Everything intransitive verb makes a smell.
I guess just somewhat undetectable.
Actually, intransitive and transitive has nothing to do with it.
I don't know, so I just try to play along.
Intransitive means it's a thing. There's nothing attached.
Isn't
to
Runa
it.
Intransitive right now on the train?
Yes, he is. Like, I run is intransitive. I run to the mall is transitive. I run shit is transitive. I think. I don't know. I don't know anything about English. What do I know? But yeah, so I it was odd today. I was all fashionable and felt weird. And as I was writing it down, I said, I was thinking about it as I was writing in my little notebook. Did I ever really have a fashion? Did any of us have a fashion? Was there a thing that you really subscribed to that you did? And I always thought that I was anti-fashion, but that in and of itself is a fashion. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
It's there's a thing. I mean, I wasn't quite Depeche Mode. I wasn't quite fast fashion. But like,
even to this day, I saw a Depeche Mode video the other day, and he was wearing a turtleneck that zips up. It was the Strange Love video. For those of you that are familiar with the band, and I was like, wow, I really want that shirt. You know, like I want that shirt because Dave Gahan wore it, and you know,
is his name really pronounced Gahan?
Gahan, whatever.
No, I'm honestly asking. I have no idea.
I go with what I got, what I see. I'm not really sure.
Words are very unnecessary. Is that Strangelove?
That's Enjoy the Silence.
What is Strangelove? Which one's that?
Strangelove.
Strangelove.
Yep. That's the salsa remix.
for somebody that doesn't like Depeche Mode, somehow I know that. I actually dated a girl that really loved Depeche Mode for a while. And I would fight with her every day and tell her they sucked.
All she wanted was somebody to share the rest of her life.
Dude, it's not in my wedding video. That's all I know. She also liked Rosetta Stone, a goth band that you don't remember.
What are you talking about?
Whenever I bring up Rosetta Stone, you always talk about that language video instead.
Oh, so then I've heard of them from you then.
Yeah, no, Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone is a good way to learn foreign languages.
Exactly. That's what every time I brought up Rosetta Stone, that's what you say. I actually think I've gone so far as to email you some music database's bio of Rosetta Stone, saying, "See, look, they do exist."
I downloaded Rosetta Stone music recently.
They're awful.
Yeah, I didn't listen to it. I
don't bother.
I found this. Do you
honestly
know,
kick your computer out the window because it has Rosetta Stone on it.
I found this hub from a website, and there was all this. This was just like unlimited amounts of new wave music to download and full albums categorized by folder. It was awesome. But yeah, I don't know. I never listened to it, but
I don't know.
There's a guy named Ricky that has a lot of goth stuff. So
go to Ricky on the New Wave Hub and get all the Rosetta Stone that you can.
You shouldn't have publicized that. I don't know how Ricky feels about that.
Sorry.
Because the New Wave Hub is really easy to find.
What? The New Wave Hub. Hub. So also in my notebook it says, did you have one? And I wrote the word fashion with an arrow next to it. Did you have one? Which is kind of what we were just talking about. How do you think I spelt the word fashion? How would a human being spell the word fashion?
F-A-S-H-I-O-N.
Well, unfortunately, I'm not a human being because I wrote F-A-S-S-I-O-N.
Kind of like fission?
And then wrote another arrow next to it that says, words just don't look right. Because
they're
I'm
very unnecessary.
I know. Words are very unnecessary. But
you
should
have just wrote Depeche.
I was so convinced that fashion was spelled F-A-S-S-I-O-N.
But at least you pronounce it right.
No, it's Fazione.
I got so much flack during my life for pronouncing it fashion and not fashion. Did I not grow up in Brooklyn where I was corrected?
Fashion.
Pronouncing the word fashion, I was corrected, being told it's pronounced fashion. Hey, you're really fashionable tonight, Tony.
As opposed to fashionable?
Yes.
Fashionable.
Fashion. F-A-I-R-S-H-I-N. Fashion.
There's no R in there. You're just making the A soft, long versus short. Fashion.
It's not pronounced fashion.
Fair.
How do you say ACID?
ACID, acid.
Yeah, so do I. I've been corrected on that, too. Acid, it's acid.
acid.
It's acid. It's acid if you're an ass from New York. That
well, no, see, I'll drop acid. But, I mean, if inside, like, if there's some hydrochloric acid, I'll throw that on things. Like,
why? What's the difference?
If you're going to trip out,
literally,
it's
what's the difference? It's probably the same thing.
Most likely. Actually, honestly, I don't. I think I say acid no matter what.
Oh, yeah. A public service announcement, by the way.
Don't.
If you're outside of 99X or anywhere in the general area.
I know where this is going.
Don't buy any of the heroin that's circulating through the Lower East Side in New York City because people are dropping like flies from it.
More important.
What the fuck is going on in here?
We can't hear you on the microphone if you come in and yell like that.
Yeah, you can. You're picking me up
from
like three,
aren't you? Definitely not. Yeehaw! I think the Yeehaw guy thinks he's here. I don't think that's the Yeehaw guy, though. No, I was going to say.
Yeehaw!
I was going to say don't buy acid or acid if you're outside of nine.
I'm not around, too. You guys suck.
Runner just walked into the room, and he's talking, but no one on the radio can hear him.
I don't want people on the radio to hear me.
I'm talking
to
you. Great. That's a good time to start that conversation.
He was saying don't buy the heroin because people are dying from the heroin that's being sold in Manhattan right now. I say don't buy the acid or acid in that area because, as Runner and I did about 10 to 15 years ago, it's not real. It's never real if you buy acid outside of any place.
There's a million
in the
dudes selling
that
it in Washington Square
when
Park.
NWA Bert for life, right?
I think today is
was
the
it
day
really
I'm
bleeped?
To
did
say
you buy fake stuff all around that day?
Would you like me to tell you?
No, but was it really bleeped though? Because, I'm not even kidding. I've bought rap records years ago, and I put them home. Take them home, put them in the player, and there's just bleeps up and down the whole record.
Oh, no, mine's cool.
That record that you're talking about.
Niggas for Life. You can say Niggas for Life. That's the name of the record.
El Fiskus okay, Fuga, it says on it.
Dude, you haven't heard the beginning of the show. You wait till you listen back to us calling the Park Hill Cafe. You never listen back to the show.
So, like, when I'm not here, you're drinking, partying, and racism. Everything that I want. That I don't get when I'm
racism around.
If anything, I get just me talking into a microphone. No one here.
No, we already established that we were not racist. We were just racist to be anti-racist. We were making a statement.
I'm full on over the top racist right now, so I probably shouldn't talk about anything. I hate my job. I'll be right back.
Wow, you probably shouldn't talk about that at all.
Why, are you working on the Cosby Show?
I'm getting instant messages. I'm getting instant messages from my wife at the moment commenting how she hates H-U-G-E is pronounced Y-O-O-G-E. Dude,
huge.
I'm huge.
That's huge. Look at me, I'm huge.
Honestly,
I say huge.
I honestly might say huge. That's huge. No, I definitely don't. I say it with an H.
Huge. My girlfriend's commenting on how I say Bobby doll. I say Bobby doll. Bobby doll.
Whoa, I didn't understand if you were talking about B-A-B-Y-D-O-L-L or B-A-R-B-I-E.
Bobby doll, like the toy. That's how you pronounce it. It's a Bobby doll.
It's a Barbie. Barbie.
Dreamhouse Bobby. Dreamhouse Bobby.
What do you mean, like the English cops? I like to put Bobby pins in my hair, not Barbie pins in my hair. Actually, I put Barbie pins in my hair. It just got me into, I love the idea of oddly pronounced words, acid and huge.
I love huge acid.
What do you, when you go to the bathroom in the morning and when you're done, you go brush your teeth, what do you stare into?
A mirror.
A what?
A mirror.
Okay. Not a mirror?
Mirror.
Mirror?
It's kind of the same thing.
As opposed to a mirror?
It's humid outside, according to Rumby.
It's not the heat, it's the humidity. Because I'm so huge because of this humidity.
You need a humidifier. Yeah, oh man, people come up to me all day and try to speak in Staten Island. It's horrendously bad. And for some reason, all the people on Staten
Island... You say horrendously?
Yeah.
Not horrendously?
No, I don't say horrendously.
It's so weird.
Weird. I used to catch S-H-I-T about that, too. Weird. That's weird.
Sugar honey iced tea?
It's so weird. Yeah. That's weird. Is that weird to you?
It's a little bit weird.
Oh, please. Who's Mr. What title does Bloomberg have right now?
He's the mayor.
The mayor?
What, you say he's mayor? M-A-R-A.
I now say he's the mayor because I used to
get yelled at for calling him a horse.
Yeah, he's the mayor now.
As opposed to an M-A-R-E, yeah.
Sorry.
Wow, I can't even believe it. 100K does the moose gallop.
I was ready for it, and then Runner disappeared again. So Runner disappeared again.
R-U-N-N-A? J-E-L-L-O.
I don't know, are you?
Hey,
wow, this has gotten really pointless.
Yeah, we just got into some weird things about words and stuff like that. I got a lot of interesting interesting thoughts. Yo, have you ever looked at your lifeline?
Trials?
What happened?
When my girlfriend used to work at a hardware store, a guy came in and asked them up and down, yelling at them that they didn't have trials. They didn't know what trials are. He was looking for trowels.
Oh, my God. I didn't know.
See, that's just somebody that should be killed.
That doesn't mean anything. It's not a real word.
Trials. I want to be convicted. Somebody's a vampire, too.
Blah. All
right, go ahead.
No. I didn't mean to sidetrack. Please go on with the words and the trowels and the trials and whatever you need to.
We can continue chatting.
Go on with the trowels and tribulations of this conversation if we need to. But
we have to move on while they still discuss that, so we'll be cutting edge trendsetters.
Nice, because we're all about fashion. FASSION. So on the way to 99X today, with this gentleman Juan who I work with, he points out to me. We started discussing, you know, life and life after death and whether we die alone and like a real heavy conversation, real pot talk. And as we're talking about it, he brings up the fact that he has a really short lifeline. Do you know which line is your lifeline in your hand?
I have no idea.
Well, I do now because he pointed out to me because he showed me the break in his and I need to find out exactly how long your lifeline's supposed to be, like if it breaks into things or whatever. Your lifeline is this. I mean, I know visual is bad on the radio, but this one right here.
So it is the long one.
For you.
It's the long one that's kind of circular around the thick part of, underneath your thumb, that thick.
No, it's up here. It's up here. It's not here. It's up here. That's
your. Oh, so it's the one down the middle.
Hold on. You keep talking and describe what you think.
Well, all right.
Keep talking.
All right. I think right down the middle there's a line that divides, like if you were going to cut your hand in half. It's that one. So it is that one. So basically, look at your hand, everybody. If you were looking to go along the line and cut off the section of your hand that had the thumb, that's what you would cover.
Yeah, the line that
curves
cut
around.
Down.
Like, well, if I could.
Yeah, no, that makes most sense. The thing is, I have an extra line right at my thumb, and that's what I thought you were talking about.
Does that
mean
you have two lives?
I hope so. Well, Juan, as we're driving, shows me that his lifeline is cut. Like, right about at his pointer finger. So as he points that to me, I was like, dude, I don't even want to be in a car with you because you're probably going to crash at any minute. As we're having this real serious conversation about life and death and life after death and dying alone and all this heavy, heavy crap. And just like, wait a minute, you're going to die like now. I have to get out of here. And I need to understand what the breakdown of a lifeline is. Turns out I'm really stoked. I have a tremendously long lifeline, as do you, when I just pointed out the line to you. So you might live for a long time. Runner, come here for a second, because he just came into. Runner came into the room. I'm gonna. No, not that. Give me your right hand. I don't know. I just need to see. You don't have to wipe it off. Runner 2 has an incredibly long lifeline, though he has a really turbulent. I don't know, section at the beginning of it, which I'm assuming was his early 20s when he cheated death hundreds of times, as most of us have. But yeah, no, you've got a really long life too. With this guy that I was working with today, we were looking at lifelines. I mean, this guy I work with every day, basically. We were talking about lifelines and stuff. And you've got a long lifeline.
I really don't want it.
Yeah, you do.
I'd like to end it right now.
I don't think that's the case.
I've been up since 3:15.
Oh, you'd like to end being awake, but you don't want to end your life.
Yeah.
Come on now.
So you got to cut your wake line.
My sleepy winks line?
Let's see. So lifelines.
I have a question.
What it says here, by the way, is as I'm crossing it off the list before you get to your question, lifelines. I live for E is what it says because my lifeline's so long. And I'm sure my daughter's happy about that. Now, what's your question?
It's actually about something I just did in the bathroom. What do you got on your shirt?
The beer that I just spilled when you kept bouncing your groin against my knee when you walked into the room.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's nothing to be sorry about. It was my knee.
Does anybody do this when they poo? I'm afraid of wiping.
Just so we understand, Runner is doing the bra with the shirt move, where you take the bottom of your shirt and pull it through your neck hole.
Yeah, I didn't know what to call it.
Yeah, it looks like a bra, basically.
Daisy Duke, but top, not bottom.
Yeah, I just call it like it's almost like the shirts and skins thing when you were in grammar school. You would pull the front of your shirt over your head. It's not all the way over your head, though. You just pull it through the neck.
The Nazi skins or the regular skins?
No. 99X. I'll be there tomorrow. Buy my Oxbloods. Yeah. No, I absolutely 100% do not tie my shirt into a brazier.
You're not afraid of wiping the back of your shirt?
Up.
You wipe down?
If we're going to get into... Runner's been here 3 minutes. We're talking about toilet habits. I love it.
I haven't had a solid movement in a week.
Okay. I wipe, when I go into the bathroom, back to front. Then I stand...
But you scrape it underneath your balls.
No, I don't keep going like and rub it all the way up to my face.
Goes once around the body.
I stop when I...
Once around the body.
I go from the top...
Once around the body.
From the top of my arse... to the bottom of my arse, and I stop there. I don't have to continue coming up. I don't have to touch my balls. I don't even touch my taint.
Do you do it that way too?
No, I've never heard of that before in my life.
Okay, well, just so you understand, this is what
I
do.
That's how you get shitty balls.
Understand something. No, it doesn't come near my balls. Stop it. You got to understand something. I have issues.
Shitty balls.
I have real issues.
Yeah, one of them shitty balls.
Okay, I have real issues with pooing and cleaning up after pooing. I wipe from back to front, back to front, back to front, until there's nothing
but blood
on the paper anymore. Well, on the wet one anymore. Then I stand up. I do this sitting down, by the way. Then I stand up and wipe front to back, front to back, front to back. Because there are lots of crevices and creases and folds, intimate folds, in the bung area that I feel need to be cleansed 100%. Then, when I'm done with that, I almost stick a finger almost in and really make sure it's 100% clean. You could eat a fried egg off my ass right now. And you
why'd you have to choose that to make it so much worse?
And you wouldn't taste a darned thing.
All I'm picturing is the egg whites mixed in with the brown.
No, that's the thing. There's no brown. I have the pinkest...
You know you could achieve that by jumping in the shower, right?
If you jump in the shower, you might slip and fall. I think that's kind of gross, because then I think my tar is going to be running down my legs, and then I'd have to wash my legs 3 times over.
Okay, so I'm not so crazy just tucking my shirt in so I don't get it up my back of my shirt, right? Because what you're explaining is absolutely over the top.
Oh, I'm totally 100% without question. Like, remember we talked a few weeks back about being obsessive compulsive, and I said I'm not?
Yeah.
I am 155%. Obsessive compulsive about cleaning my ass. I am insane about it. To the point that I have hemorrhoids. I have bad bleeding hemorrhoids. I think I have colitis. And I gotta be honest, I think it has to do with the fact that I rush to crap and try and get as much of it out as fast as possible and then overclean.
Why don't you take like some kind of fiber something or other? I don't think alcohol helps either.
It doesn't. That's why I haven't a solid movement in a week.
I got to be honest with you. When I stop drinking, there's no more blood with my movements.
Yeah.
Weird coincidence.
The alcohol scrapes the inside of your colon and makes you bleed?
No, the alcohol keeps you from absorbing the proper amount of water out of your...
Why don't you talk about enemas?
Release it?
I mean, you basically just said it. Yeah. Yes. All the alcohol in your body is absorbed through your large intestine. Not your colon, through your large intestine. So if you were to put a hose up your ass and let some alcohol run in there...
You'd get drunk?
You'd get drunk as hell really quick. One of these days... Like, I don't know if you guys would be up for it. There's probably something a little gay about it. But I would totally do an alcohol enema show.
No.
But do we have to give each other our enemas?
No, you can give it to yourself, but we'd all be in the same room hanging out with like a cup of red wine. Because
laugh at you guys?
All you need is a cup.
No, you have to participate.
There's only three of us.
Bunch one.
Fine.
You just want something going up my ass. You don't really care.
If I'm getting it, you're getting it. See that lava lamp over there to your right?
I mean, it would be...
That's kind of tasty.
It would be...
A lava nema.
It's all or nothing. Ow. I think it's something that we should all do, or we should
Yeah, everyone should do that at some point in their life.
No, we all, being the three of us on the show, we should do a red wine enema show, or we shouldn't do a red wine enema show. Emina, as I like to pronounce it.
An enema. Do, 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 do.
An enema. Do, 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 do. An enema.
Wow, this got so shock jock. What the hell happened?
I came in. Sorry. I'll keep quiet.
No. It's not that you came in. I think it's that you came in with your shirt tied around your chest.
I was in there and I'm looking at myself in the mirror and I'm like, no one does this. Why am I paranoid of this?
I thought you were coming out of a glory hole.
Well, kind of. My cat's got a big mouth. Noodles.
Okay.
I got to pee, guys.
But seriously, though, it does, I mean, at least you're going the right direction, right? I mean, he's completely confusing me with the underhand wipe on the ball method.
You know what, honestly, everybody should have?
What?
A bidet.
My girlfriend and I were talking about this recently.
Were you?
Yes, because she's lived in Europe for years. A few years, and I figured at some point she has to come across a bidet. But she never has. And she seems to think that the same water that you're cleansing yourself with doesn't go down a hole, it kind of just recirculates in a big, giant circle. Like a big water fountain that you're always backwashing in with your brown water for your butt.
I think I'm tapped out on the ass conversation.
Really? What do you got?
No, I'm tapped out. I'm tapping out. I'm giving in.
Oh, okay.
I'm giving in. I'm surrendering. I'm crying ass uncle.
You mean don't have this conversation?
Ass uncle?
Man, I fucking... All right.
Just so you guys know, I know we've been going crazy for like a good 45 minutes to an hour now. You're listening to The Brown Lodge exclusively on RadioBBQ.net. You can check us out on the AOL Instant Messenger at The Brown Lodge. You should also check out the chat room, RadioBBQ Chat. If you get a chance, Skype us up at RUNNDOGG or call us on the hotline, 718-360-1413. What's that? 718-360-1413. I got to be honest. I think that maybe the hotline could be off or the Skype could be off. I don't know if it's set up right. It doesn't really make much of a difference. If people call in, they call in. If they don't, they don't. Things happen.
No, it's on. There's no one trying to call. There's no one's tried to call. 718-360-1413. You can get through over there. Yeah, I don't know. It's not saying that anyone tried to call. Like, last time I knew, the last call that's listed here is when we called the Park Hill Cafe.
All right. I'm set right now.
What do you got?
I just got an instant message that my wife is a short lifeline. It's really making me a little upset.
It's just because she's short in stature, long in life.
That's what that means.
I wish that was the case. I hope that's the case. I'm going to read it when I go home later, and I'm going to lie to her and tell her it's long no matter what. And say, no, you were looking at the wrong one, baby.
You know what? We might have to cross our fingers and hope and pray that lifelines are a bunch of women.
You know HBO? Are you familiar with HBO? It's a television program channel.
The Wometco.
HBO apparently is now advertising on Firefox.
Sir?
Yes, indeed. I never downloaded Firefox. Excuse me. I never installed Firefox. I downloaded Firefox.
All right. Yep.
Yes, it absolutely was. Jan Michael Vincent.
Yep.
That was called...
A helicopter. Isn't that what the fire?
Yeah. Yes. Wow. I have no idea.
Firefly?
Firefox, I think, was
so
Jay
Mozilla
Michael
ripped
Vincent
them
show
off?
Somebody's got them.
I started the show by myself here today on your headphones, and I don't even know how you function as a human being. I have terrible, terrible hearing. You can't even have ears because it is so effing loud.
You're having like feed problems, apparently.
Having feed problems?
Yeah. I don't know.
It's probably because we have AOL going on that computer. I don't know. I don't think so. That probably wouldn't be it.
It says take a quick break, connect, and reconnect.
Okay, so then why don't you
do
that? So
they're not even on. Well, we got our answer.
Hey, we're back on the Brown Lodge.
Should I bring up the server again?
Are we back, though?
I don't know. Why wouldn't we be back?
I don't even know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on either.
I walked in the room. Everything goes to fucking shit.
No, you were on for a while.
Everything sounds straight now is what they're telling us, so we're fine. We're back to where we were. Now, Firefox was the name of the Chan Michael Vincent show?
Yeah.
I think it was, yeah.
Oh, wait, what was Airwolf?
Oh, God, it's Airwolf. You're right.
It's the Chan Michael Vincent. So
was
what's
Ernest
Firefox?
Ernest Borgnine was in it, too, right?
A show called Firefox, though.
Go to IMDb, one of you, and figure
out. Race car driver, black suit.
The GUI doesn't need to be on. Close it.
Close it?
Yep.
Okay.
We got nothing to do with that anymore. We're going on to Radio BBQ directly. We don't need the GUI. Go to IMDb and check out the and find out what the story is behind Firefox or Firefly or Fire Flying Fire Flies Radio. Fly?
Fine.
I honestly don't remember there being a show called Firefox. I thought Firefox was all right. We got the IMDb already.
We're not. We're changing it. You keep calling it something different. It's Foxfire, isn't it? No, wait. Now I'm calling it something different. Firefox.
Wasn't Foxfire a movie with Angelina Jolie?
I don't know.
And some girls.
I have no idea. I know that Angelina Jolie was in Gia.
Firefly. Yes, Gia, that's what I was thinking of.
Firefox is a Clint Eastwood-directed film from 1982.
And right. He piloted something. He was flying a plane, right?
Clint Eastwood stars in Firefox.
Yeah, he was Mitchell Grant, and he a pilot is sent to the Soviet Union on a mission to steal a prototype jet fighter. Holy crap, I did see this. It was like almost like a stealth bomber. I remember this movie. Okay, but it's not the Chan Michael Vincent show. That's
so Foxfire was an Angelina Jolie movie then.
I don't know about that. I'm worried about Firefox right now.
Yeah, I remember it. It was like her and five girls doing something with computers.
Dude, I think you're thinking of...
Hackers? No, yeah, it was definitely that. It was her and...
Dude, I remember when Hackers first came out. I thought, yo, that girl's cute. And I didn't even realize she
Fox was
Foxfire
was an Angelina Jolie movie. There you go.
And by the way, Airwolf is a scientist who has created a superhuman super helicopter designed to... Defected to Libya and taking the machine with him.
Airwolf.
Chan Michael Vincent. And Ernest Borgnine. I was right. Nice. And no one else worth talking about.
Dude, Foxfire stars Jessica Tandy. It's got nothing to do with Angelina Jolie. It's
She's
a 1987 TV show.
In a geriatric kind of way.
I don't know who Jessica Tandy is. I'm sure I do if I saw her, but I couldn't off the top of my head tell you who Jessica Tandy is.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, Foxfire is the
movie.
You have
to pry a labia open with a crowbar.
A bunch of girls from TV shows, I think. I don't think I ever saw it. I just remember it. If that makes any sense.
You mean Girl Interrupted?
Yes. No, Heathers.
Oh, okay. That's more like it. I lost my pen.
Heathers, not Heathers.
Obviously. Well, so Firefox, you know, HBO is now advertising on, and Firefox, the whole concept behind the browser is you could make skins for your browser and make it like be whatever you want. And HBO has a new show called series coming up called Rome, and they put out a browser skin where it looks like all ancient Rome and Ptolemy and stuff. And it got me so intrigued to want to get Firefox. Install it. What?
Forget it. I can't.
No, do it.
No. I can't. I can't. It's related to my job, but I can't bring it up.
Oh, you know all about it, and it's a job that you don't have?
No, it's at the job that I don't have, there's something related to HBO going on, and
can I get a deal?
HBO is having a contest for employees, and it's related to the show. I don't work for HBO, but it's related to the new show, Rome, and the prize is a trip to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
I'm trying to figure it out still myself. And like the flyer they
Free
passed around has a big giant picture of Rome and the TV show, and it says, take advantage of this new Rome offer and win a trip to Puerto Rico. too.
So as I'm driving today, with my buddy
Stacey.
with my buddy Juan that I work with.
Maybe you could win him the trip.
He brings up the story.
I couldn't.
He's not an employee.
Oh.
No, it's only for employees.
That's what I'm saying. He's not an employee of the company that 100K doesn't work for, so he wouldn't possibly be able to win. And Juan brings up, and we're sitting there talking about the fact that I don't have a lot of fuel for tonight's show, and I don't know what I'm going to talk about when I get into the show tonight. I'm like, yeah, I think I'm going to be alone. I'm going to have to try and figure some stuff out and figure out what I'm doing. And he brings up, dude, why don't you bring up the fact of how do homeless people become homeless?
I don't think there's one specific way that happens.
Well, how do gay people become gay?
Well, no. See, that's a little different. Gay people don't become gay. I think gay people are gay.
How do gay people become homeless?
How do homeless people become gay?
Do they?
Well, you could do what you got to do.
But then they're not becoming gay.
Do you
gay
really have to do that?
Sure, why not?
No, the way that
all it takes is a paper bag in a men's restroom.
So we're sitting outside this place, and we're eating a sandwich. Nice, delicious sandwich from Zam's on Broadway. Delicious. They're like paninis. Nice.
Carbs.
Oh, dude, I totally gave up on carb. And I go for like 3 days, and I'm like serious low-carb guy, and then I eat a toast sandwich of bread with bread in the middle of it, covered with bread with croutons on top. So
bread pudding for dessert.
So I'm eating this bread sandwich. Actually, I had a nice grilled chicken with bacon, banana peppers, mushrooms, and Swiss. Oh, so good. So I'm eating this little panini, and as we're sitting outside the store eating it, this homeless dude comes by and he's taking the cans out of the garbage. And he like jokes with us a little bit. And he seemed like a really nice guy. At which point Juan says, you know, you're looking for topics for your show tonight. You should bring up how people become homeless. I don't want to get all serious, and I'm sure we won't. but when does that moment happen?
When you're officially homeless?
When you say, you know what, maybe it's better tonight if I just sleep on the street.
Does it happen that way, or is it just like...
I'm trying to understand it.
I guess it's different for each person, but I would think it'd be more like a thing where you're like, all of a sudden at some point in the night you realize, wait a second, I'm going to be sleeping on the street tonight.
But why would that day come? When does that moment come? Like, it's like, oh, well, I'm done with the rent and I don't have money for this month, so I'm going to be on the street tomorrow. But I'm trying to find one.
If it's drug related, it's fairly easy how it could happen.
Okay. Outside of drug related, I want to know when that moment happened. And I understand this isn't the lighthearted funny conversation of waka waka funny madness that we usually do.
But you want to call up Fakim?
No, I definitely don't think he's homeless at all. I just don't understand. I don't understand the moment. When it's like, all right, you know what? I don't think I can do it anymore. I'm going to go live on the street.
But you kind of seem to be thinking it's a big decision. I'm going to be homeless.
No, you know what? I don't think it's a big decision. I'm dumbing it down for sake of conversation. When does that point happen when you cease to be in a house and you start to be on the street? Is what I'm coming down, what it comes down to.
Crack?
But outside of drugs. Let's take the drugs out. For those that don't do it because of drugs, because that's a different story.
Like, I just completely lost your mind. It's usually insanity. I mean,
a big part of it.
How many normal home? I mean, you see a lot of homeless people. I see a lot of homeless people.
The dude that I saw today on Broadway, totally normal dude, talking, joking with us. He was actually quick witted.
How do you know after 10 minutes though? He's not like more.
I don't.
Ankle.
I don't.
you don't really look
like.
It just seems to me
cut them to the bone
that it's some if. For the people that at some point in their life had a home and then at another point didn't have a home, if drugs weren't involved, I'd like to understand that fall of the arrow, for lack of a better term, that decline.
Well, you've read a lot of stories.
We've seen a lot of pictures.
Back through the 90s, homelessness was like a big thing that was...
It was a big fashionable craze.
It was so in fashion to be homeless. Wait, it wasn't? Squatters on the Lower East Side? Come on.
Squatters' rights. I'll give you a right.
How many of those jerk-offs actually, had parents with houses in the suburbs, but they were going to squat this weekend? Hey.
If you're squatting, it lasts for a weekend, you're not squatting.
Whatever, even if they leave their house. Whatever, how are you paying for manic panic and piercings if you're homeless? But anyway, I'm not talking about punk rock homeless. I'm talking about normal homeless.
Go to Seattle. Hottest squatters I've ever seen in my life.
Hottest squatters should definitely be the name of your next band.
Hot squat.
Whoa! Living on the street in the city!
It doesn't necessarily have to be the music has to have to be about squatting. Just call your band Hottest Squatters.
Seriously, it was amazing. I wanted to put a couple in the van.
Then they'd have a home. They wouldn't squat anymore.
Oh, sounds very serious.
It'd be all ugly.
Put you in the van, baby.
I picked up some crazy squatter when I was in Austria. And she got out of the car and held onto the door and then pulled down her pants and pissed. And it was like splattering all over her legs and it kind of got on me and it really turned me off.
Oh, but she was from America. I thought you were going to say on. I'd say, finally, you understand.
No, I don't get it.
She must have been ugly then.
It was horrific. Like that vision will never go away.
I just don't know. I feel like there's got to be that moment when it's just like, all right, today is the day when I'm not going to live in a house anymore.
Yeah, when you realize, like, well, I know you, but what I started to say is that when homelessness like became something people cared about, like,
when it was all the rage,
15 years ago, you would hear stories about, like, you know, well, this guy was the CEO of this company and now he's homeless, you know, and it's just like
you've read a story about a dude who was the CEO of a company that became.
No, I don't necessarily think it was true, but I think that's how they try to make like that's how they try to promote this whole like, you know, it could be you thing for homelessness to get people to care. You know, it would be like, oh, it could happen to anybody, which it can, obviously, I guess, to a point. But, like, I think it's an all-of-a-sudden thing you realize you're homeless because you're paying so much attention.
I would tend
like, that's
to
why
think,
it's easy to figure the drug thing out. But
I
like,
would tend to think that, and maybe I'm being way too broad-strokey with this, and I apologize for being so.
That should be your name, your band, Broad-strokey.
Broad-strokey is going to be
the Broad Strokes.
When you got nothing left, and you've lost your good job, you could find something. If it's collecting cans, if it's driving cabs.
See, I think a lot of people don't make that move.
You know, I've met homeless people that are way more coherent and functional than people that I've seen in certain jobs. That
exactly! Exactly
I'm amazed
my point.
How they get the job.
Exactly 100% my point.
And that's just being dumbass. But that's not even being homeless. It's just, like, I think it's pure laziness.
Like I said, I don't want to
care for your job.
I don't want to broad stroke it, and I don't want to insult people that are homeless. Because, it's rough.
No, I'm actually saying for the other people. The people that have the jobs. At least the homeless people are trying.
Are they, though?
Well,
that's what
yeah.
I'm saying. Like, I can't understand.
I think a lot of people put off, a lot of people that had good jobs that ended up homeless probably put off taking those lesser jobs, trying to cling to, you know, what they had until all of a sudden it was all gone.
Okay. About 4 years ago, I had an amazing job. I got paid a lot of money to do some real corporate stuff, and I was doing fantastic. I lost my job. I got laid off. I kept not wanting to take that low-paying job or that lower-paying job over and over again, so I kept holding out and holding out and holding out, and then my money was gone. So then I went and started driving cab. And granted, I drove cab a lot longer than I wanted to, but I did what I had to do. And driving,
some people don't.
I can't understand.
And they end up homeless.
And I can't understand not doing what you have to do. I can't understand rationalizing in your head that, you know what? I'm not going to do that crummy job for crappy money so I don't have to live on the street. I'm just going to live on the street. I don't understand the concept of not earning something, of not going to work for something.
I mean, it could be the kind of situation where I think a lot of, I don't know, a lot of people that aren't married or don't have kids or, you know, maybe they rely on their parents and now they're adults and their parents die and, you know, like...
Hold on a second.
I think it's more than just being, like, you know, jobless. It's a state of having no one.
Okay.
You have no one.
Okay, hold on
no
a second.
No one will help you. Chris.
Hold on one second.
You know, like, if I was completely out on the street, I think you'd probably let me sleep on your couch until I possibly got myself on your feet.
I understand that. But
where are you doing the show from?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so hold on one second. Hold on one second.
You can use my pool.
hold on onto the whole thing of just of not being. It's. I've had things to fall back on. I have friends that have places to live. Yet I've never cashed in on that ever. I've always found a way to do it on my own.
Yeah, but you're one person.
I understand that.
But you have family.
I've what?
You lived at home.
You lived at home.
After being out on your own for a while.
I didn't ever think I would talk about this on the air. I moved home because my mother got divorced, and I actually helped her pay her mortgage. That's why I moved home. It wasn't for me. It was for her.
I moved home because my dad died. You know?
But that's what I'm saying. I didn't move home because I couldn't take care of myself. I moved home because my mom needed help.
Okay. But honestly, if everything ran out on you, your mom would let you in.
Of course. Oh, absolutely. I'm not saying...
So people might not have that.
But I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about if you don't have a backup plan. I'm talking about if you are having to rely on yourself, how does it get to the point that you don't do something to get yourself by?
I don't know.
Also have like an actual like giant air of responsibility that a lot of people don't have?
No, I did not have a giant air of responsibility when I became a cab driver. My giant air of responsibility...
Yes, you did, because you became a cab driver.
What do you mean?
You became a cab driver because you had to. There's people that would say, well, I'm not driving a goddamn cab. I don't care. You know?
I thought when you were talking about giant air of responsibility, you were talking about the fact that I'm a husband and a father. And that was
just in general.
Okay,
you know?
I misunderstood. Because I was a cab driver before I was a husband and a father.
You just feel like you need a job, and you know that you do.
No, it's not that I feel like I need a job. I feel like you have to have a job. I feel like everyone's supposed to have a job.
I agree.
But I'm gonna reach out right now. I wanna reach out to Snowman in VA. Snowman in VA 66 commented in the chat room about being homeless. Snowman in VA apparently was homeless for a short period of time. Wow, they're switching headphones, and Runner's so pissed at the sweatiness of 100K's head.
You can keep the headphones if you want.
Snowman in VA commented about the fact that he, I'm assuming he, because it's Snowman, was homeless for a short period of time. And I would desperately love to talk to Snowman about this. I'm pleading, I'm calling out to you. Instant message me, dude or dudette, with your phone number, and I want to call you. I want to actually talk to you. We'll pay the bill. We're not worried about that. I want to talk to you about that moment when you became homeless.
You're gross.
I really desperately want to hear that.
I don't even have hair.
I know. That's why these are all sweaty. And
I'm
weird.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Give out the numbers. Is the thing that's been coming out in the room? You can call the Brown Lodge.
718-360-1413.
What's that?
That would be 718-360-1413.
This is crazy. Wow. This is the phone is busy right now. It's saying, do me a favor, dude. Instant message us. Instant message us with your phone number. And we'll call you right now.
How's our phone busy?
I have no idea.
Well.
You got elements of
that stuff that's been happening. Night. Did get the call. Cool. I admit a mistake, but they usually.
Yeah. Oh, it's happening. We're having a sensing. We're not. Oh, he met the hip hop.
Unbelievable.
What?
The pirate.
Yeah.
And talk. Was it
because I wouldn't know what to look for.
Disconnect. The word disconnect.
Just click disconnect.
Yep.
And then reconnect.
Yep. I don't know. But this is the Brown Lodge on RadioBBQ.net, and we are talking about homelessness in a serious situation, which really never comes across on this show.
I wouldn't go never comes across, but rarely comes across.
Right on.
Yeah. I don't know. I hopefully you're hearing us good right now. We okay? Question mark. Okay. Question mark. I don't know what's going on. We're having issues. I don't know why we're not able to get out, why we're not broadcasting the way we should. I don't know. It just seems like an odd thing to me to get to the point that you're homeless.
Why don't you get some homeless stories?
You're going to have to. You're going to have to see the rise.
Now
the
I'm curious. Now I'm actually going to go home and look because I'm curious myself.
I should have been more prepared. We got disconnected.
We're back.
I don't see the other thing.
The GUI server we don't use anymore. I told him to close it before. Don't worry about the GUI server.
Oh, okay,
it's a done deal.
Okay. I thought that's what I had to do.
Yeah. It's like these headphones.
Dude, I don't know what's happening with our show. We got to do something. I think we need to make a drastic change with the show. Maybe it's just me. We got to think about some things of how we're gonna get things to work proper. Hammer, would you say proper? Rap is not pop. If you call it that, then stop.
Okie day.
Well,
that's a Tribe Called Quest, dude. Eric's Archives would have told you that.
Sorry.
By the way, for the record,
did you drink a 12-pack?
No, this is only my 11th beer. I just want to say, Eric, I think you're a great guy, and I don't want you to ever get insulted by the fact that whenever we make a rap reference that we think that you're supposed to know, just so you know. Because Eric runs a fine show now on Sundays, if I'm not mistaken, here on RadioBBQ.net. He does a live show as opposed to the, I guess, podcast that he used to do before, which was an interesting festival. But now it's more of a live-action, interactive
LARPing extravaganza?
No. There's only one LARPer on this station, my friend.
You're right.
One LARPer.
And I know who that is.
What's his name?
DJ?
New Style.
Yeah!
The samurai of the world. He'll be on tomorrow night at 10 p.m. By the way, also, tomorrow night,
everybody,
7 p.m., Triple F, Fantasy Football is back. Ogre, oh man, I have the worst memory in the entire world. Ogre and...
That's only two Fs.
It's called a Triple F Hour. Fantasy fun? Football fun? I honestly don't remember what the show's called. I've had 11 beers. What do you want me to tell you? Fantasy...
You messed that one up.
No, the show's called Triple F. I just don't remember what it's called.
No, you messed that beer up.
Our phone's not ringing.
I know. There we go.
Our phone's ringing.
I guess it's New Style.
What's Skyping us up?
Wait, that's what popped up.
Did you answer it?
I think that's the phone.
No, it didn't turn.
Skype.
It didn't turn green. That was Skype, right?
That was Skype.
Yeah.
Somebody's. I can't see names. Somebody's trying to call us there.
Deja Entendu Skyped, and that was her that I guess tried to get through and couldn't get through.
Nope, didn't come up in the context.
Why don't you try Skyping her? XO Deja Entendu.
Oh, here we go.
How you doing? You're on the Brown Lodge.
What's your name? What's your game? Oh, man.
Wait, there's a delay.
I think
sometimes.
The fact that you answered with that creepy voice scared whoever it was, and they had to run away.
A critical error, is it?
Oh, I didn't know I was on the Brown Lodge. I've got to go.
You don't like that?
Hi, this is my... It's the Dallas D.
Dead.
She's not. Miss Hal. Wait. We're calling busy?
I think we get the ring.
Hey! Hey, is this Deja? How are you?
That's
another
fish problem.
We have issues. Thank you for calling Lodge Log Wedding. See this. Some story that late that went through the zooming.
Close.
Yeah. Now. Yeah. Wow. Okay, you're a family or your own?
Mother and father, but they're breaking up, so a lot of crap.
Rough business. Okay, yeah. I understand.
Deja, hold on one second because apparently the feed is out again.
Yeah, it's breaking up on Skype too.
Okay, just hang out for one second. We're disconnecting and reconnecting and going back. Wow, this really sucks because this is something I really want to talk about.
How is this happening?
I have absolutely no idea. It's something we ever dealt with before. He killed it and reconnected. Hopefully we should
be back.
Okay,
now.
It seems to be fixed is what we're getting. Okay, so you're living with your parents right now. Where's your parent? Is it because you don't know which one you want to go with?
No. Oh. My father is an asshole, so I'm definitely going with my mother, but... My father never really provided anything except for this place because his mother owned it, so we lived here for free. And now we have to find someplace else to live, and we don't have a lot of money.
Okay, understood. See, that's something I never even thought of, the concept of that you were depending on someone else to provide.
Well, it's sort of the same
shelter.
Idea of what we were talking about, depending on a parent, and then the parent dies, and all of a sudden you have no means to, you don't have time to say, well, I'm going to go get a job now, and then, you know, collect some money and pay the rent, because while you're planning on doing that, you're on the street.
Yeah, what are you doing in that time?
And especially when you live in New York, and all the prices are just, like, crazy.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, we live in a cheap section.
Yeah, we live in the cheapest borough of New York, and it's ridiculously priced.
No, actually,
I live in like one of the worst ghetto areas, and the prices are like even $1,500 a month, and that's crazy.
Well, can I tell you, Deja, come to Staten Island. I have a 2-bedroom apartment that I live in, and it's only $1,300 a month. If it's you and your mom, and you guys can tolerate a 1-bedroom. There are places that you could live in that are as cheap as $800-$900 out here.
See, my mother doesn't want to go out there. She wants to stay in somewhat of this area for her job and stuff.
Understandable.
Yeah, I understand. It's rough.
Yeah, I know.
It's rough business. If you got,
do you want to curl up near the fire of the Brown Lodge?
Yeah. If it's given the choice though of having to,
what the hell?
Well, no. Now the phones are working.
Can we have two callers on at once?
I think
because this is Vonage.
This is Vonage, and we have her on Vonage.
You're breaking up for me again.
No, we have her on Skype. Yeah, that's because we have a call coming in at the same time. Given the choice, though, if you have to go homeless or consider moving to a separate borough, I would hope that moving to a different borough would be a decision that would be something that you'd make.
Or not, sorry,
I mean,
it's
that,
just
that
doing
your mom
this.
Would make.
Are you there?
Yeah, but you see...
I'm trying.
Yeah, just kill it.
I'm trying.
Just shut the whole thing.
I'm trying.
Deja, you got us. We got you. I don't know if you have
yeah.
us. Okay, say again. If
Hello?
You...
Hello?
Yeah, we hear
yes.
you.
Can you... you're breaking up.
I got
Christ,
you.
Christ, I hate this.
We are so high tech.
Okay. This should be good now.
But I was going to say the problem with moving to a different borough is she would have to find a job out there, and that's just going to make it even less of having a place to live.
Right,
I mean,
now you have
how
to...
How can you just... do that all at once.
Now you're throwing in the money of having to move, which is always an expensive thing too.
Which is an expensive thing to do as well. I would think, I mean, I don't know Yonkers, I don't know, you know, the whole Westchester, Queens, I don't know the area very well to know if there's anything affordable in that way.
I mean, we're working on it. There's a lot of possibilities, but then there's also a lot of, you know, not possibilities.
I was in Jamaica today.
Keep falling through.
That was nice.
What was that?
Nothing. I'm just recommending different parts of the borough.
different places you definitely don't want to live under any circumstances. Given the choice of being homeless or living in Jamaica, I'd take homeless.
Homeless. See, I think I would too.
Actually, there was some pretty cool little like.
What about being homeless in Jamaica?
Brick homes.
I don't
know.
Living on the E train.
Dude.
Yeah, you can sing for money, and that can be your.
home and your job.
Yeah, this is I feel like
we have to goof around a little bit.
I know, but I feel like it's a rough situation. It's not something that
should I go down into the subways with a guitar and play some John Denver or something.
Honestly, if you could play a guitar, I want you desperately to come to our show. We'll give you a salary to come to our show and play guitar and do songs for us here on the Brown Lodge.
I play terrible guitar and I can't sing, so.
Neither can we.
You're hired.
I just read about somebody who, a girl that...
I was just about to say, you know what, we're even. You can't play guitar and you sing terribly. We can't pay very well either.
Woo! You get what you pay for.
Take your own little fife.
You were about to say 100K, I'm sorry.
No, I just read about somebody recently that got her start playing guitar in a train station. You know what I was listening
to? Ani DeFranco?
No, it wasn't Ani DeFranco.
Was it Ani? I think she did.
I'm not saying that's not true, but I wasn't her. It was actually, you know, if you listen to something on Real Player, it'll pop up little stories about the person singing. I don't remember who it was I was listening to, so I guess.
Did they rip off Pop-Up Video?
I loved Pop-Up Video.
I hated
Pop-Up Video.
Oh, it annoyed the hell out of me.
Oh, really?
I guess it's a meme runner thing.
I didn't hate it.
I did like when they did the Pop-Up Drew Carey show, though.
I liked that, too.
I hated that.
I wasn't, I wasn't a huge fan of Pop-Up Video, but somehow if I stumbled upon it, I don't think I'd ever change it at any point.
It was so fruity, though.
It was so musical and yet informative.
Like a tasty melange of strawberries and peaches you're talking about, or?
Or just a blend of raspberry and chocolate.
Or a blend of man-on-man love.
Seriously, though, I walked up to the train station tonight, and I was going to the 42nd Street station before I actually jumped on the wrong train. I was so close. But on the way down into the tombs of the subway to grab the N, the R, the W, or the Q, I first saw a woman playing bongos.
W or Q?
Yeah.
Is that what you did? You jumped on W or Q, and that's why you started going east?
Don't even ask. Don't even ask. No, I actually jumped on the N, and at late nights is the only time it stops at Whitehall. I wasn't paying attention, and all of a sudden, I'm taking a 15-minute ride into Brooklyn, and I'm banging my head against the wall.
I got news for you, though. You could transfer to the R, not to talk about...
I did, when I got off.
Not to talk about local training, but you could have taken
It went from 14th to Brooklyn.
But you could have stayed in Brooklyn, and you could have went up to 86th Street and jumped on the one of the buses.
I don't do the buses.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, I saw the bongo lady. I walked about 30 yards. There was a man playing the theme from the Titanic on a pan flute. Then when I got down into the train station, there was a Chinese guy playing like a homemade sitar. And all the way back up, when I really thought that I had lost my mind because I heard bongos again, it was a different dreadlock guy. Well, the first one was a dreadlock lady playing the exact same beat on a conga. And I really thought I just went into a super giant Big Ben loop.
Have you seen a guy playing the saw by Grand Central area?
Playing the saw? No.
He was playing a saw, and he was playing it somewhat like a violin. It was sounded great. I was like, what is that coming from? I round the corner, and he's playing a saw.
Wait, it was actually on the street itself or in a train station?
No, it was in Grand Central, in the tunnels area.
I work six or seven blocks from there. I actually have to make a point on lunch hour to go down there because that's something intriguing as all hell.
He was some Rasta looking guy playing it.
Awesome.
Ooh, a bumble clot. I ran out of bumble. But remember when you and I played on FMU and the band that followed us? The guy was from Cirque du Soleil and he actually had a pickup mounted to his saw. He looked like Lodka and Ron Jeremy combined.
I don't remember that at all. I remember us playing.
That freaky band that played after us.
I remember us being there. I remember listening to the band. I don't remember seeing them at all.
Well, you weren't watching through the monitor window?
No, but we jumped in the car and went home, I thought.
No, we sat there and watched the freakish band.
I sat with you?
With the cello, the saw.
But I sat with you,
guitar.
Definitely?
Yeah, it was like a 10-piece band. They were all crazy Europeans.
I have absolutely...
Didn't you play on that station a couple different times? Couldn't this... This have been maybe...
Possibly, yeah.
It was probably...
It was when we went and we were, drinking gin and smoking weed in that diner with that guy from...
Yeah, no, that was our band. Yeah. The we played it. No, I don't remember that at all.
No.
I could have swore that as soon as we were done playing, we left and we were just listening.
No, we watched the whole set.
I don't think I left with you. I think Dennis and I left together. I think you might have stayed with Jason. No.
But it was amazing. I mean, the sounds that Lodka got out of that thing. Lodka Jeremy.
Lodka Jeremy out of a saw. I just want to say, more than anything, Deja, I hope that things work out. This is rough business, and it's rough enough business dealing with the fact that your parents are breaking up and stuff. Speaking from personal experience, it's an ugly bit of mess. That's hard enough to deal with. The fact that there's a whole deal of you know, where you're going to live and where things are going after this is rough. I hope, not that I'm looking for fodder for the show for us to keep going, but I hope you keep us updated on this, and I hope things are you know, fantastic for you and things work out the way they should, because, you know.
I will try to keep you updated,
yeah,
but that's one of the problems.
Obviously,
I might lose online whenever my father decides to walk out.
Obviously, if having a home is one thing to worry about, I don't think having online access is something to worry about.
It is for me. I missed it. He unplugged it for a half hour earlier. I was just dying. I was dying for something to Google. I was having Google withdrawals.
You know what? We're gonna have to. If you can get access someplace, we'll work something out. Maybe somehow we'll give you some Brown Lodge access to get yourself online somehow, if you can get yourself to a computer. I'm not quite exactly sure how we could work that out.
Maybe we could borrow Z100's feed.
Do me a favor. No, we could do that. Do me a favor, Deja, if you can.
Waka waka.
Drop an email to me, chris@thebrownlodge.com, and we'll try and work something out. We'll try and, you know, I mean, obviously not your biggest problem is worrying about being online right now, obviously.
Of course it is.
Well, obviously, if not, you wouldn't be able to hear the Brown Lodge Mondays and Wednesdays here on RadioBBQ.net, 8 to 10 p.m. It's a fantastic show.
Did you just plug in the middle of the serious conversation?
Of course I did. But yeah, you should drop me an email maybe tonight as soon as the show's over, and maybe we'll try and work something out and see how maybe we can at least help you in that way to do something and see if we can get you online and keep you online and work something out, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah, please. Nothing to thank us for. We you know, you're a regular who's always here for us, and we want to be there for you if we can.
That's very touching. Is this like something that needs to be crossed off your list? You're good.
Hold on a second. Being kind of nice, even though I'm a dick, crossed off the list. Yeah, but seriously speaking, you know, it's like I said, it's rough business that you're going through right now, and I hope that everything is, you know, is cool for you, and you know, and crummy, you know.
I shall prevail.
We all, you know, and we know you will, and please keep us updated. Let us know what the story is. Like I said, drop me an email, and we'll work something out so you can keep letting us know what the story is with you.
Okay.
God bless you, sweetheart. We love you. Thank you so much for letting us know what the story is tonight, and thank you. That's it. Just thank you.
All right, bro.
Rock it.
Good night. Bye.
Later.
Wow, that was. That was a real heartfelt moment here on the Brown Lodge. I'm a little confused. Jerks talking about wiping their asses a half hour ago, or you know, this is odd to me.
Yeah, that was
idiots talking.
You know, exactly. Exactly. Could you play that? You have that on your computer.
Do I?
I put it there. I know I did.
Is that the 30th second commercial
break? It sure is.
You put it up here tonight?
No.
Oh.
Eric brought that up earlier when we were, beginning to talk about something semi-serious. Idiot's
Deja talking. Entendu, the emo kid, brings heart to the Radio BBQ. And she's got a sense of humor about the whole thing, which I think is just awesome. That's a cool kid. That's a cool kid, and I really hope that everything is, you know, works out for her. She seems like a really sweet girl. Wow! Emotional. Real dudes being emotional on the radio. Who would have thought there was some responsibility in being emotional and real when we're talking about our assholes and talking about shit and talking about Jews.
Dumping all over the place.
Orange juice.
We're making racist calls.
We weren't being racist.
No, anti-racist.
We were calling the racist regime.
Right, we're pulling the carpet out from under them. We're putting them on the spot. We're on point. Man, I'm not going to talk about fantasy wrestling like I wanted to anymore, am I? You got that? Do you have that promo? You can't find it? It was called 30-second promo. You got it? You're shaking your head yes and then no.
Yes, I know what it's called, and no, I don't have it.
All right, here's how it goes.
Idiots. Talking.
Oh, wait, here it is.
Ah, thank you.
This is only in front of my face.
I want to hear what we have. Wow.
I know. Freaking. I think actually Radio BBQ Dan sent it to me.
Wow. You couldn't even get it from the guy who lives three blocks away from you?
Idiots. Talking. The Brown Lodge. Every Monday and Wednesday. 8 to 10 p.m. on Radio BBQ.
We're your idiots. We talk as much as we can. We make jokes and we have fun. We do it every Monday. We do it every Wednesday, 8 to 10 p.m.
I actually look forward to this crap all the time now.
Dude, I've told you a million times. My life ranks my daughter, my wife, my radio show, my job, everything else. This is my favorite thing in the world to do. Like, we're just coming here being idiots and talking. We're idiots talking, obviously, like we usually do. It's you know, it's a weird thing to get into whole serious topics. Like, we hinted on some things about, you know, the Gaza Strip and everything earlier. But when you talk, like, about some real, like,
the West
human, Bank. Yeah, like some human things, like, and real people, it just it makes you realize the, like, I understand this is a real limited media that we're on at this point. There aren't.
See, I don't think it is.
Okay, but bear with me. There are a limited amount of people listening to our media.
Okay,
to this particular station that we're on right now. But despite that.
You're not going to jump down your throat.
No, I appreciate it. Despite that, like, there is at least a little bit of responsibility and a little bit of power that is wielded in what we do. And if there's anything that we can do to help people out, I think we should. I am such a bleeding heart faggot right now. But, like, I'm caught up. I'm choked up. I hope that if every lodger out there, if everyone that comes into this Brown Lodge Mondays and Wednesday nights with us and comes and warms themselves by the fire in the Brown Lodge, I want to do whatever we can to keep them warm by our fire. And I want to do whatever we can to do what we can to help the people that help us. Like, you're doing what you can to listen to this garbage that we do. You know, if we could do something to help you, we want to be able to do that. That's all. I don't know. I'm also drunk, so what the hell do I know?
Oh, man. This is weird.
You know? Like,
I really don't know what to say. Like, I feel like, you know, we should just be lighthearted, but it's really not anything to be really lighthearted about.
No, you know what? But it's not. It's,
and, you know, she seems really nice.
No, no. She's a sweetheart, and she's a good kid who's always here, and she's always listening to us. Like, again, I don't want to bring it to, like, oh, we're at a screeching halt. Oh, my God. We can't even believe it. It's such a grave situation. You know, we're just going to do what we can for our buddy, for our lodger. And we hope that you all do what you can for us and come listen to our show every Monday and Wednesday night. My name is Chris. And I'm not going to be involved in the Brown Lodge anymore tonight. I'm going to take my headphones off. I'm going to walk away from the microphone because I'm going to go to the bathroom. Hopefully Runner is going to play the outro music, and then him and 100K will have an exchange. Or maybe they're going to keep talking without me. I don't know. I'm walking away. Have a good night, friends.
Chris is leaving?
What, you weren't expecting that?
Threw my headphones onto the ground.
Dude, those aren't your headphones. Those are mine from my house.
The Sony's are mine.
Oops.
I mean,
gear abuser. Job opening.
Becomes a
if there's a job opening, then I'm taking my mixing board home.
Okay.
There's a job opening on the ground. Gear abusers, not welcome.
Idiots. talking.
Okay, everybody. We're the Brown Lodge. I don't know. Deja? Everything will be all right. Chris, you go to the bathroom. Keith, quit your job. And,
who?
Rock and roll. We're the Brown Lodge. Every Monday and Wednesday, 8 through freaking whenever the hell we feel like it, it seems at this point. And hopefully coming at you more and more until you can't possibly stand it anymore.
7 o'clock tomorrow night, listen to Triple F. 7 o'clock tomorrow night, listen to Triple F. It's going to be a good time. Ogre.
Fear, Firefox, and fun. Rock and roll, everybody.
Just leave Radio BBQ on. Why would you want to see change it? Jerks.
Oh, the Triple F Power Hour.
That's what it's called.
With Ogre and Bad Monkey.
Bad Monkey. I'm such a jerk because I have no memory.
So we're really glad everybody tuned in tonight with the Brown Lodge. Come share a hot toddy with your boys.
Ew.
Yeah, it does sound gross, right? Now I imagine it with like all skin. It's been sitting there for months. But it'll be all right. Good night, everybody.
I can't imagine that skin would make it all right.
Thick.
Oh, it is okay. You're the one I love you.
Go!
Where are your papers? Where are your papers?